Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
Runway. The right way. Shake up. Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome back today. Hi, America. Hi, everybody on the phone lines and everybody in the chat room and all you people all across America. Yes, I'm back. I come to give you breaking news on a couple of things. First of all, the Sister to Sister For Real show will no longer be on Tuesdays. I'm going to do with me and my sister try to do something different. I think Wednesdays are more relaxed, so I think I'm going to go back to that day, which was that day for ladies' night. So if you people out there thinking that's a more of a comfortable day for y'all, let me know. You know, you can come on the line to say something to me about it if you think it's more comfortable. You have A-List Tuesdays in Baltimore, and you have Vogue Tuesday here in New York. So, and I'll be wanting everyone to hear, especially all the interviews that I have prepared for you guys for the rest of the month. Yesterday, we talked about a little bit of stuff that happened at the collection board that is done and over with now. We're moving on into the positive things and hearing some of the good, strengthful things that have brought people out of their situations. We found my first interview was Jasmine, and she spoke all the way back to where she was born and where she came from to where she is now. And the second interview was Kelly, phenomenal. I think she did very well. I got a lot of callers and stuff about Kelly. A lot of you people didn't get to say as much as you wanted because, like always on a Tuesday, her and I are on our way out the door or trying to make it to Vogue Tuesday. So I want to give half of the sector to Kelly and let her to finish up. If you call us out there, have anything to address, you have something to say. She told a lovely, lovely. Her story was amazing, amazing. I actually gagged being the interviewer, Barbara Walters. That's my name. So, but today after Kelly's part two, which won't be very long, so I'm going to do my song. We're going to do a song for her, and then we're going to bring her on. But after Kelly would be my today's exclusive interview with the icon, legendary body. It's when I say sex performance, the icon, Letitia Revlon. If you girls don't know about Letitia, go get your girlfriends, go get your sister, your mother, your father. Go get the leader to your house. This is a story that's definitely meant to hear. And Letitia, like Kelly, is very real, and she's eager to tell her story because she has something that you guys can learn from a whole lot. She's the mother of the ballroom. She's the mother of a lot of people. She has been in different people's lives from different walks of the life style, different walks of the life, her life period. So, you know, stand on your motherfucking feet, bitch, because Letitia Revlon is still standing. So we definitely want to give her kudos tonight. So go get your girlfriends and go get everyone. I got about 2 minutes before I go into my song, which I'm going to have a song for each interview person that I interview. I didn't get to get my sister one yesterday, but I got hers today. And you on the phone line, if you want to talk about anything, you want to say something, or you would like to address Kelly respectfully, like the woman she's being tonight, and not be able to say, please don't bring her out of her character, and please let's not get catty. But if you heard the interview and you like to rebuttal from yesterday, and you like to say something, or you like to address me, or there's something that you just want to say, period, as you know, you can, as long as it's nice, respectful, thoughtful, caring. And you know, this show is very opinionated, so we can be opinionated here, definitely. We can agree to disagree. So I want to say, I'm sure everybody had a lovely time. Jasmine, Switchboard, everybody, I love you guys. I hope everyone is great and fine. I want the Switchboard to give me my song. That'll take about 2 minutes before I can bring in the legendary overall Mother Couture, Kelly Couture. So, Switchboard, could you give me my song?
15 years later, still doing my thing. everybody, there is a little more they gotta know about me. They gotta feel the love. I gotta show them all, from the biggest to the small, from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. How I made it through the fire and came out pure.
Everybody, I'm going to introduce the legendary overall Mother Couture.
And put your hands together for the bass, the real,
to the real.
The legendary Mother. 15. Now, this is my song for you, sister. Yes, because you broke it down yesterday. So, how are you today? How was Vogue Night?
Vogue Night was really cute. It was really cute. I got my life.
I heard it was so packed, and I heard you were stomped immediately when you were in the building. What was that like? Is that so old school?
Yeah, you know, the missus have been feeling it, honey. And they've been storming me when I hit the floor. So I guess, you know.
Oh, yeah, but that's fine. I see you did a Marley kudos because that's your daughter. And she stormed you. That looked like a lot of fun. Mama, your fucking hair. How you been swinging your hair like that?
It's all about the control, honey. My daughter told me how to control my mane, honey.
You was controlling it on that video. Well, yesterday you did the most fabulous, fabulous interview. Callers, if y'all on the line, y'all need to go be getting your girlfriends and your friends, and you need to come back, and you need to be able to press 1 to address the legendary overall Mother Couture about her interview that was yesterday. I got a lot of calls and a lot of hit-ups, and they really gagged, and everyone seen you in such a different life. It's always a different situation when somebody knows your story, because then they're not allowed to be so judgmental, and they can understand where you've been, where you come from, or understand why it is what you do what you do. So yesterday, I know exactly where we left off at, and we were talking about the people and the look, and what did the ballroom have to look forward to for the new mother? And you told us about the kids that you were looking forward to, and the father that you were internally working on and stuff. But we know what to look for from there. But you also did tell us, you asked me that question. Yes, so you said you don't have to do anything for yourself. Everything will be focusing on your house. My question is to you, what type of house are you looking for? You said unique, you said that, but do you want a more of a realness house, a performance house, a house that's just open to all different things? Do you think you're the type of mother that can handle every different category in the whole room, ballroom scene, and your house can be based on that?
I know I can definitely handle multiple categories and multiple children all across the board. I have been doing this for so long, and I have branched out and learned different things, and I'm definitely going to have every category that I'm definitely going to put people in my house for. I'm definitely going to have a power hitter that's definitely going to be there to lead the force. This is not going to, it's no shade, to anybody or to the House of Mizrahi, but this is not going to be like the House of Mizrahi. It's not going to be about I. It's going to be about we. It's going to be about a team. So we're going to lead this house together to the promised land together.
Do you have, is this also being that, you know, we've seen the CEO, Couture, the lady who started it, and, you know, it's like I told you guys about Jasmine, she's like Tina Turner in the courtroom, and saying, y'all can take everything, even take her hair, but the name stays. So is that going to bring her back? Is it going to be the return of her? She's going to come back out and be by your side, and all of this being y'all togetherness?
Well, we have to wait and see. We have to wait and see. And if anybody knows Jasmine for the last couple of years at her balls that she has been having, she's always at the door and she's always in her sweats and her flip-flops.
Yeah, that's right, some stuff.
Oh, you see, we did a transformation this year, so we don't know what to look forward from Jasmine, but best to believe, when we need her out there, she's going to get out there. So, girls, watch out.
Well, people, y'all don't get, y'all, well, like I said, make sure you get your friends, because I'm going to try to see. We had an interview with Jasmine last week, but I like to end it off with the both new phenomenal women on the phone line in there. So I'll see if we can somewhere tune it into her. But as we continue to go on about Kelly and her, and okay, you coming all out and everything, you call us on the phone line. If y'all have anything y'all want to say, anything, you still can press 1. We heard most of her interview yesterday, so this time right now was actually made for a rebuttal and a response, but her and I will continue to interview until that's so. So you can definitely feel free to press 1 and come in, because I would like to hear what a lot of you people have to say, or maybe have to say to her.
Any more questions, you can feel free to definitely ask them. I don't have any problem.
Yes, if you have actual questions, you definitely. If you want to get the tea, you would want to come and press 1, okay? But let me say something. So you can have 5 best dressed, a lot of performances, a realness. Like for me, I like the fact of the realness in the performance house. That would be the type of person that I would like to have a house, basically just realness and performance. I think the House of Khan, and coming from the House of Icon, it was more like a realness in the performance house. So that's the way I ask you that question. What type of house and what type of people would you like to have in there to make up what's in there?
I'm looking to start out at first with a small group of 15 to 20 members in New York, whether they're performance, whether they're realness, whether they're sex siren, whether they're face, whether they're best dressed. As long as they give me that couture look and that couture image, and I sit down. It's not just about myself putting them in the house. It's about, you know, branching out with the overall East Coast mother, the founder, and all the other members that's going to be in the house, and the New York City mother, and, you know, and seeing what we're going to bring to the table together when we induct people into this house. We just don't want to induct just any random people in this house.
Okay, so basically we'll be a lot of other mothers, and overall, are you looking to go all the way over to the Midwest and L.A.?
But, you know, I have so many people that has been hitting me up since the news broke, and so many children have been hitting me up and asking me, when am I coming to the South to open up a couture chapter in the South? When am I coming to Baltimore? Am I opening up a chapter in the L.A. area? It's really branching. Like, the girls are really, like, gung-ho for this. I don't want to rush into anything too fast. I just want to take my time with it. And like I kept telling the girls last night, it's like when you go to a museum and you see a couture piece in the museum, you can look at it, but you can't touch it. And so I'd rather the girls stop touching me and when they see me out, because I am a couture piece. And it's no touch.
Yes. So you're going to have a collective, so you basically would have a board and everybody's going to be on the same page, and you're going to run your house like a corporation, like you want to.
We're going to run this house the same way Jasmine runs her company. That's the way we're going to run this house. Everything is going to go through the four mothers, and we're going to make a collaboration decision all together. It's not going to be, you know, just a random group thing. We're going to work together. At this time right now, it's only four mothers in the house at this time.
Okay. And is you not saying the mothershed?
Oh, they know that I'm the overall mother. Jasmine is the founding mother. I have an overall East Coast mother, and I have a New York City mother. And they have to wait for the debut for those ladies.
Hell, y'all heard it, darling. That was a sneak peek, darling, because I didn't even know that. So, you working on the father. I do know that, though. I didn't know you had that. Okay, that's cute. Congratulations already. People, are you on the line? If you have something to say, if you're looking to ask
Kelly. Definitely have a caller. Hold on. The first caller we have is 773-495. You're live on the air.
Hello, y'all. This is the Undeniable Madrid Ebony.
How you doing, darling?
How are you doing, Salty? I just want to get up on this line and say congratulations, Kelly. I've seen you through your, coming here in the Midwest, and I'm appreciated by it, and would love to see you more often here in the Midwest.
Most definitely.
And I hope to see you at the Escada Ball in December. Would be a blessing for you. For me, I mean. I'm sorry.
I got to see
you. But I just want to get up on the line and say congratulations, and God bless you on your journey, Kelly.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks.
See, that's the purpose of letting me coming back Tuesday. I have to let you guys be able to rebuttal and say and give her kudos. And, and she's not switchboard, so stay away from it. Thank you. She's being interviewed. So I want you guys on the phone line and you have something to say. This is the opportunity. I don't know. Are you giving a Whitney Houston mother couture? Because, she did say on Oprah that she wasn't doing this no more.
I didn't say that I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be out there, but I'm going to pick and choose when I be out there. And best to believe, after what happened last night, best to believe I'm going to be out there. So those miserable big girls better watch out that stalked me last night, because I'm coming to play.
Okay. Well, you're not a master of Vogue.
You got me.
No, I can master it with the big girls, and they came for me last night, so I'm going to give them a show. We're going to dance.
I have definitely got to be having a show about the Masters of Vogue. I saw how Deshaun stormed Cassandra last night, and how you came with this long hair. Did they just storm you? And they storm. They had a very old feeling last night, as what I seen during the thing. I wish I could have been there. Damn.
Yeah, because it was really cute last night. I was just gonna come out and give them a little hair swing. What I was doing in front of Kevin, and I was gonna pump off.
Uh-huh.
And then I gagged. I turned around, and the girls was on the floor at me.
Wow. Yeah, I know what that's like. So, but that's going to bring a lot of fun back there, and that's very exciting. Hopefully, you being in another house away from the people that a lot of people today feel like. I have about two questions for your dad. You being in such a powerful house and in such a powerful situation, having Jack and Andre beside your side, you were able to be pushed up real quickly. Now that you're being out of a house, it gives people the opportunity to see actually really, really, really what you were.
I want to let the girls know. I definitely have to clarify that with the girls and let the girls know.
Mm-hmm.
Being in a house where you have legends and icons and people want to come on the microphone, that does not push you out there, okay? Only thing, you carry the name of that house, you make that house look better. You make that house look stronger. That's what that does for you at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Your talent on the floor makes you, not the house.
Ooh. Okay. I want to, if, like I said, callers, everybody that's listening in the chat room or anything, I'm on Facebook, but if you have any questions or if it's something you want to address Kelly with, you want to ask her, how does she feel or what maybe happened with, the, you know, Andre, you press one at any time. She has 20 more minutes to her beautiful interview. And you know, she's like she said, she's willing to answer every question now. You know, after this day, she got to move forward and build in her establishment. If you had something or someone, well, I'm not going to say that because that's not for real. If you had something that you would like to say to Andre or Jack, starting with Jack first, what would it be?
I don't have anything to say to him.
Are you sure? Now, I'm giving you an opportunity. I'm Walters. To say, you know, and that you've said out loud, whether it's thank you,
know you what?
Whatever.
I really don't. I speak to Jack on a regular basis. I really don't have anything to say to Jack because I speak to him on a regular basis. The only thing that I really do have to say is that the cattiness and the cootiness that's coming behind this, it's ridiculous.
Where do you think that's coming from?
I don't like it, and I don't see it, okay? And you know what works me? Because this is how I feel, right? Certain people have been in this house. I'm not going to put anybody out. I'm not going to put anybody names out there like I didn't do last night. But certain people have been in the house of Mizrahi for 2-3 years, never spoke to Andre on Facebook, never spoke to Andre on the phone. And... you know, when they see Andre at the balls, they speak to him and they say, hi, Father. Andre really don't know who they are. But, you know, they are my children and things of that nature. But now all of a sudden, Andre is hitting these children up on Facebook and reaching out to these children now. All of a sudden, you're reaching out to these children and you have never reached out to these children in 2 and 3 years. I think they're just so catty and so phony.
So, is it safe to say you think Andre's now making sure that people are not leaving because you left?
Yeah, but if they're going to leave, they're going to leave. You know, whether they get reached out to or not. If they're going to leave, they're going to leave, and that's all that it is.
Okay. Well, have you yet, spoken to Andre? Have you decided to reach out to him or say anything to him?
It's no reason for me to reach out to Andre. Andre didn't reach out to me in the correct way that Andre should have reached out to me. So it's no reason for me to reach out to Andre. Like I said last night, Andre reached out to me on Facebook. You don't reach out to somebody that you call your friend, your child, somebody that you care about, somebody that you knew for over 15 years on Facebook. That's not the way you reach out to somebody. I would never disrespect somebody in that type of way. That's just like me and you having a problem or me and you going through something, Nicole, and we had a nasty reading session in the village or wherever we was at or at a ball or something, and then I want to reach out and apologize to you on Facebook, but I have your phone number. I know where you live at.
Okay,
Okay,
if anybody, like I said, if you're on the phone line and you would like to have to say something, I see we have a caller. Press 1, be able to ask Kelly whatever you like or give her your congratulations or whatever it is you want to say to anybody on this platform, you can. The first call is 347-533. You on Sister to Sister for Real Show.
Yes, good evening. This is the Pioneer Icon, R.R. Chanel.
Hi, welcome, R.R. Thank you for listening to my show. I appreciate that so much. Welcome.
Well,
this
know,
is
like
the Pioneer.
People who are trying to do things to make a difference. I just wanted to congratulate Kelly on her move to putting herself in her own light and not standing in shadows. And I think that this is your opportunity, Kelly, to start leading by example. Do not follow the footsteps of others who have left houses and then threw shade at the mothers, the fathers, or the members of the house. But those are things that you can do in person and behind closed doors with those individuals. I think that anything negative or anything uncomfortable in your spirit, you should save that for the individuals when you see them, because we have enough scandal and we have enough shade in the ballroom that will tend to overflow at a function for you know, necessary reasons. I want you to be the Kelly Mizrahi that no one knows that I think I know. Your spirit inside is a caring and giving spirit. So anything from this day on that was negative, it has no reflection on who you are now, because now you're the overall Mother Couture. That means you're one of a kind, and one of a kind means you don't have to worry about what people say or what they think, because they know what you're capable of doing. So if they don't come to your face with it, it doesn't really matter. So
amen
at the end
to
of
that.
The day, anybody that wants to follow you, they want to follow you because they see that you're a leader. Anybody that wants to read you, they won't read you to your face because they're bitch-ass niggers.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, Kelly, you don't have to get on the radio. You don't have to get out of your ladyhood and, you know, come to the club and, you know, be the old Kelly. You don't have to do that anymore, because at the end of the day, you know you're a one-woman army, and no one ever wants it. So lead by example, and anything that anyone has to say to you, you say, it's cute for you. It's cute for you. I'll see you soon.
Because
at the end of the day, Kelly, it starts with you and it ends with you. And we're at that point in the boardroom community where we need to start leading by example. And
nice.
If you can start leading by example, maybe the people who follow you can start doing the same thing. It's too late to change, you know, some of the spots on some of these leopards, but let's try to start changing the spots on ourselves. So I congratulate you and give you kudos once again. And you have to remember, I've watched you from day one, and you have come a long, long way. I got a kiki off of the Mizrahi's pulling up in the U-Haul truck. I thought that was so legendary. That's all I wanted to say. Have a great evening, everyone.
Thank you, RR. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate that.
I had to take it back one more time, honey. I left U-Haul and became a Mizrahi. I had to bring the U-Haul out to leave Mizrahi to become Couture.
Yes, I'm peace touch. Thank you for coming on the show. Like I said to all of you callers, I have another caller. If you have any questions or anything you'd like to say to the legendary overall Mother Kelly Couture, press 1 to be able to speak. We have about 14 more minutes, so please be able to come on the phone line. My next caller is 313-575. You're live on the air.
Hey, Ma. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on? This is TJ.
Hey,
DJ.
How are you?
All right. Mom, I want to congratulate you on your new position with your new house. I wish you more luck. You know, still love, no matter what. Last name, don't really bring family values or anything into it. You still might, regardless, you could tour Ms. Rocky or not.
Thank you, TJ.
I have a question, because this is something that I want to personally know. Now that you know, you've always been saying you want to do things the way you want to run it the way you want to, anything. And knowing that a lot of kids from the East Coast and through the house are your kids, you pick them and you mold them into their categories and mold them into the people that they are now. Now that you're overall Mother Couture, is there anyone that you would want to bring over with you?
I'm not, like, I know you. Everybody has heard and everybody has been seeing this, what's been going on, because I know they've seen the clip. A lot of kids have left the house of Mizrahi since I left. I did not know anything about kids leaving. I didn't take any of these kids with me. I could put that on my grandmother, the Day-Days, the Jamie Lees, the Wills. I didn't know anything about them leaving. And switching houses. I didn't know anything. They're not wrong with me. I did not know anything about that. I'm not going to take anybody. If anybody wants to come along with me and they fit the Couture image, I don't have a problem with opening my arms, because at the end of the day, they're still my children, but they definitely have to fit my image, because the image that they had in Mizrahi, maybe it's not the image that I'm looking for in Couture.
And what is that image?
It's a one-of-a-kind. I'm looking for a one-of-a-kind. I don't want five people in one category. I just want that strong, one unique motherfucking bitch that I know at the end of the day I can put my oomph into her or him, and that they're going to come home with that trophy. I don't need a whole bunch of people to take and be out there on the floor for that category. If I could get, it's like, if I can get 15 heavy hitters for each of their categories, and I know either they're going to be in the last running or they're going to be grand prize. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Oh, well,
like I said, I wish you luck on your house and your future endeavors.
Thank you.
Thank you, TJ, for calling, and I greatly appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, because me and you going to have it out in the car.
You know what? I'm going to have it out with everybody. I think everybody want to have it out with me. Yeah, be one at a time.
I'll be that way next month.
Okay, see, I got a couple of before you get here. So one at a time. Thank you. I love you. Take care. My next caller is 773-727. You're now on the air.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Kelly. This is Overall Prince Nick Ultra Omni.
Hi.
Hello.
Nick Ultra Omni. Welcome to my show.
Okay, to Kelly, first of all, congratulations on your position. I've reached out to you on Facebook a couple of times and told you, and I was actually happy to meet you and actually meet you in person when I met you at my father Kevin's birthday ball. And even though only, you know, spoke briefly and, you know, introduced ourselves, you know, honestly, I have, like, you know, I'm kind of new to the ballroom thing, even though I've been a part of the House of Omni for about 4 years, 4.5 years. And basically, well, I just wanted to say that I totally agree with you on 2 points. One is that you did say that the house isn't what makes you, it's what you do on the floor that determines who you are in the ballroom scene. That's first and foremost. And not only to mention that your name has been notarized for doing a lot of work outside of the ballroom scene as well. And I actually wanted to acknowledge that and say that I acknowledge that and I see that. And honestly, I would love to be able to, you know what I'm saying, actually do things to follow in your footsteps as well as a lot of the other legends that are in the ballroom scene, not just the Omnis, but other houses and other leaders as well, because I want to be able to say that there's something that I can do to be a part of the growth of the ballroom scene and not just, you know, to try to make a name for myself for selfish reasons, because I'm not in it for the glory. I'm in it because, you know, honestly, I feel as a bisexual male or as a person who's in the gay community, period, that, you know, we all have it hard enough and that we need to be able to stick together and grow together. That's first and foremost. Secondly, the fact that, you know, when to somebody who you have had a personal relationship with, as you said, for that long, and I do not know the details, nor am I trying to actually step into the middle of your business, but at the same time, I also wanted to agree with you on the fact that Facebook messages and things of that nature shouldn't be used as a tool to actually reach out to somebody who you've known personally when you're a phone call away or, you know, somebody that you can actually speak to in person. I feel like when you have a stronger bond that, you know, a closer encounter is definitely much more appreciated and a more proper way of actually going about making amends for any disagreements that personal friends or, you know what I'm saying, or whatever type of relationship that you may have, you know, that's the way that thing that should be handled. So, I mean, I totally and completely 100% agree with you. I do appreciate a lot of the things that you've done for the ballroom, because, like, as I was new to the ballroom thing, your continuously came up. Your name was the name that I always heard.
Hello. I'm sorry. I don't want to. I appreciate everything that you're saying on this phone line, and I definitely appreciate her getting her kudos. But if you listen to what I said at 12 o'clock, I have to bring in the icon. There's other callers. I'm Kelly. I want you to respond.
I'm sorry. I don't want. I don't want to cause any problems or anything.
No. I apologize for interrupting you, and you're not causing any problem. I'm just moving according to time, and I have Letitia at 12. So I just want to, you know, could you say make it short so I could go on with the show because I have 5 minutes left.
All right, well, basically, I said what I was going to say. Actually, I'm a little bit nervous. I've never done this before.
I can see. And it's no shade. You keep listening, and it's going to be another icon on the line, and you have something to say, but I just got to keep it brief. But thank you for calling in.
All right. Well, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Okay.
Thank you, baby, for all your kind words.
Okay. All right. I have another caller. If you're on the lump line, you need to press 1. This is going to Speedy Gonzalez line. But I have a question for Facebook, Kelly. Somebody asked, my daughter asked, what type of femme queen girls are you looking for?
What type of femme queen girls I'm looking for?
What type of femme queens are you looking for? And their look and their attitude and everything. You know, Armani's very you. That's baby Kelly. She's hard. She's soft. She's good. What type of girls are you looking for?
No, Imani is not me. Imani is me 8 years ago.
Okay.
And that's what I was trying to, that's what I've been trying to install in Imani. Imani is Mother U-Haul. Imani is not Kelly of today. Imani is Mother U-Haul, and I was trying to break her out of that and get her to be where she needs to be and not take it 8 years like it took me to mold myself into being a woman and coming out in my shoes and my dress and things. Imani's not ready. Imani's not ready to step into those type of shoes. She's still, you know, Mother U-Haul.
Okay, well, we have one more caller. It is 11:56. Of course, I have to go into my song at exactly 12 o'clock. So my next caller, if you're on the line, y'all need to be pressing 1 and giving your brief statements so we can move on. The next caller is a private caller. You're on the air. Private caller, are you there? Private caller? Okay, you're gone. Okay, well, oh, my God, I think, we have another caller, 347-426. You're live on the air.
Hey, y'all, what's up? Hey, Kelly, Kasua, Nicole, Keisha.
Hi, what's going on?
I got a question for Kelly.
Okay,
yes,
but
Kelly.
Short and brief, Keisha, because
all
it's 11:57.
Kelly, I'm going to take it back. I recall you made a comment. You said that you would never, ever, ever leave the house of Mizrahi. So, with that being said, when I heard you became a couture, I was thrown through a loop. So I said it must have been some undertone shade or something must have happened, and you did explain, but did you or did you not make that comment when you said you would never?
I did make that comment, but, you know, after 3.5 years of being a mother, and everybody's sitting back and they waiting for you to fail and for you not to fail and for the girls to still gag and for the girls to still sit back and read you and do the things that they did to you, that they did, and all the underlying shade and everything that you talked about, I didn't have time to deal with it anymore, and I'm not going to deal with it anymore. I can stand on my own. I don't need other people. Do you know what the whole problem was? I was tired of doing so much. And I'm going to be 100% real. I was tired of doing so much and everybody else taking the credit for the things that I was doing and in the background about things. But I was actually one that was actually doing the things, but I was getting red for the things that I was doing. And nobody would never give me any respect or any acknowledgement for the shit that I did.
Okay.
One more question.
I like that. I have another caller.
Please.
I have another caller, and I have this. Go ahead.
Kelly, in 5 words, when you say couture, what are you looking for? Because when you think of couture, you think of, like, high class. Catch it? In 5 words, when you say couture, what are you looking for in a person? 5 words.
When I think about couture, I think of Kelly. There will never ever be another Kelly in this motherfucking ballroom, Steve.
That motherfucking.
I'm gonna fuck you up, Kelly.
That was cute, bitch. Congratulations, your first point as becoming the overall mother.
I love you, Kelly.
I like
you.
That. I love you too. Thank you for calling, Ed. Thank you for. I don't want to rush you, feel like I'm rushing anybody and everything, but see, Letitia's story is just as long as Miss Kelly's story. But we have another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show. You're live on the air.
Hey, Nicole. Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
Hey.
I have a quick question. You say you're looking for one-of-a-kind members and so forth. Do you also understand that the kids are going to come in with that same attitude, looking for a one-of-a-kind mother? So when it comes to being all around and you helping the kids and not getting credit for it, is it you looking for you? Is it you looking for the credit? Like people saying, like, oh, Kelly did this, or you're doing it from your heart?
Oh, everything that I've done it as a Mizrahi, it was done from my heart. The credit that I was talking about has things to do, other things that we're not, like R said, we're going to leave that and for private conversations, but it's other things that I should have got credit for that I was never given credit for that I did. Everything that I did as a mother, I did it because I was a mother, and that's the things that you were supposed to do as a mother. I'm not looking for any of my kids to give me any validation for anything that I do for them because I'm not that type of person. I have sent many of my kids through as a Mizrahi, and they won thousands and thousands of dollars in grand prizes, and I never asked for once of anything for me doing anything for them. That's not the validation or the credit that I was looking for. It had nothing to do with the children. It had something to do with the leaders.
Okay, well, I have a question. When I tuned into Oprah and she interviewed Michael Jackson, that's a one-of-a-kind interview. So could you explain to us, being as though Nicole's interviewing you, to give us the top answers of why you left? I mean, as far as me, because I don't know.
I left because I didn't feel like I was mother. My chapter that I was in, I really didn't feel like I was mother. I felt like I was a mother when I went to every other chapter. I didn't feel like I was mother. It was so much that was going on and so many things that was coming out and so many things that I heard people were saying about me, and I just was dealing with it and dealing with it and dealing with it and dealing with it, and at the end of the day, I just got over it and I got fed up, and I had to wash my hands with it.
The reason why you hear so much about you is because at the end of the day, you're doing your mother position. People are always going to say the negative instead of the positive. So that should give you a key point right there that you were doing a good job, because at the end of the day, people will never say the good thing that you do. However, they would say the bad always.
They do. But this time, I don't even want to be out there like that. I just want to be calm. I just want to be calm, cool, and collect. Whatever happens on the floor, it happens on the floor. I'm going to give them a whole new outlook of me when I come out. Maybe I'm not, if judges is doing things, I'm going to just let them do it. I'm going to pay it just like a couture should do it. And at the end of the day, we'll handle it when the next time I see the girls on the floor. I don't have to worry about getting up and, you know, and making a scene for a whole bunch of people, because the people that I'm going to try to bring to this, to the light of this floor, trust me, it's not going to be no doubts or no reason why a judge should have to say anything. So there's no reason that I have to get up out of my seat and be a barbaric queen.
Mm. Wow. That was very bad. But wait, I think everybody has really enjoyed. Thank you, caller, for calling and stay
Thank
on
you.
The
Can
phone
you put me
line.
On hold?
Thank
yes.
you so much. Stay on the phone line. I'm just, bitch, I wish I had so much more time with you, because, girl, you are on the fucking road, Miss Thanks. And your questions are so.
It's not about being on the road to call. It's about knowing. And I'm going to tell you, this is my last statement that I'm going to make, right? This is why, when I was in prison for those 2.5 years that I was in prison, that I hung out with all the trade. And I never hung with the queens, and none of the queens liked me, because I am a fucking chameleon. I know how to adapt around people when I'm in that environment, okay? Mm. If I'm with the straight people, bitch, I know how to adapt with the boys and not be a faggot when I'm with the boys. And the other queens that I was in jail with did not know how to adapt to that. I can adapt with anything and any person that I sit in front of. I can be ghetto. I can be in the middle. I can give you rich white woman, bitch. I can give you whatever the situation called for. I can give it to you. And that's what the girls feel to realize. Everybody just think that I'm always a bitch. I'm not always a bitch. Once you get to know me, Kelly Mizrahi was one person. Kelly Knight was another person. and everybody, they so into Kelly Mizrahi back at that time, they never got a chance to know Kelly Knight. She's a totally different person from that person. But now I'm going
you
to always be just that one. But you got to go and see your next interview.
Now.
I love all of y'all. I love all of y'all for taking the time out to take and hear my story and my side of the story. And if anybody have anything else to say, honey, I'll catch y'all back here Monday. Now my sister, the legendary Nicole Khan, East Coast mother, is going to our next interview with the legendary icon, Letitia Revlon. Nicole, before we go into Letitia's interview, you got to pay some bills. So let's pay some bills, and then we got to come back with Letitia's song, and you're going to bring Letitia on.
Okay, thank you.
Father James and Father Rodney present What's in the Name, Saturday, November 12th at 6 p.m., 1299 Amsterdam Avenue between West 121st Street and West 122nd Street, Harlem, New York, New York. Grand prize, open to all esteemed realtors, one male, one female figure, two trophies, one cash award of $1,000. Mini grand prize. Open to all runway, cash prize of $500. Butch Queen, Master of Vogue, invitations only. One trophy, one cash prize of $350, less $10 for acceptance fee. Butch Queen Face, one cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist, one cash prize of $250. Femme Queen Legendary Performance, one cash prize of $200. Father James from Father Rodney presents What's in the Name, Saturday, November 12th, 6 p.m. in Harlem. We'll see you there.
Mama always told me, baby, you gotta walk by faith and not by sight. Real talk, you gotta listen.
Without further ado, can we all please stand up for my legendary icon, Letitia Revlon?
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Letitia. How are you?
Hi, everybody. I'm doing good. How you doing?
I am just so excited after just going through everything. You know, you called me to be interviewed, but actually the response of me bringing your name up was overwhelming. And I was trying to, like, save you for a certain time, but everybody just wanted to really hear Letitia. And when me being around and knowing, one of my children who helped me send out all these questions, but me being there, they come off the top of my head because I know pretty much your story and how you still standing today. So everybody is on the phone line, and if you're on the phone line, you tell your girlfriend, you kick somebody up and everything. This is the exclusive story of the icon, legendary Letitia Revlon. You're going to know what a femme queen, so you junior femme queens and you all you ladies out there, y'all need to be listening to this, and you butch queens, y'all need to be listening to this, and y'all will have time to be able to press one. So, Letitia, first of all, I want to commend you. You look fabulous.
Thank you.
Your picture all over Facebook. Because if anybody had VHS tapes and stuff like that, they would have seen the Letitia. And I've seen, like, maybe about, so most people have 3 and 2 sectors, but I've seen at least about 4. And I've seen 4, and I would have to say this time, in this lifetime, this is the most phenomenal, trustworthy, you here to stay. God has changed your life in a whole new different way. So could you just tell me quickly, like, where was you born at, and are you, who was Letitia, and where did you come from? Where was you born, and where did it all start?
Well, I was born and raised in Harlem. Then I moved to the Bronx. Yesterday I heard Kelly talk about Drew Hamilton Project, and my cousin used to live there. And I used to live in the Bronx. If anybody know about Harlem and the Bronx, that big tall white building on Alvin Avenue on the hill, that's where I grew up at, in the Bronx, on Stadium.
Okay, did you live in a household with your mother and your father, and do you have any siblings?
No, it was just me and my mother. I was a single child.
And you're the only child?
Yes.
Wow. You're the only child?
Yeah, I'm the only child.
What does that feel like?
I mean, my mother, I never wanted for anything. Anything I ever wanted, my mother always got for me. I came from a home of, going to church, and just my mother was just fab. She was always my star, you know what I'm saying? She used to do fashion shows and stuff like that, and I used to just sit back and look at her, paint her face, and just do stuff like that. And I always wanted to be a star, honey. But I always was a girl, you know what I'm saying? Always. There was never no tea on as far as me being Banji or anything like that. My mother always had me dressed like preppy and shoes and slacks and sweaters and stuff like that, but she kept me a cut because I looked like a girl.
I've seen some pictures. I wish I've had some. I would have did so much better because you deserve it and been able to show all those pictures and stuff. But if you've seen her Facebook page, you can go see these pictures of her being cut short. Cut like that. There's a lot. I'm so excited because this is a lot with Letitia. It's a lot. She's going to get a lot of calls and a lot of people are coming on here. Okay, so you lived there. Were you always gay, or did you always want to be a woman from, young?
I was always like this since I could remember. Like, I used to dress up, me and my cousin. We used to always dress up inside, like, our mother's clothes. And my aunt used to say that we used to be playing punk. And she used to always say, I'm going to tell your mama y'all in there playing punk. So I was always the one that was dressed like my mother with the boots. And my mother is just so fabulous, honey. But I was more like her, and my cousin was more of a church kind, like his mother. So it was very that, but she used to be playing punk, honey.
Did you have, in the young childhood, being that you were like that, or did you have any participation or being, you know, undermined and doing any type of sexual acts with your family members or older men around you, being that you were always so feminine?
I mean, not any of my family members or anything like that. Anything I did, it was, I wanted to because I was fresh, but it wasn't that my family or anything, me being molested, nothing like that. I came from a good family.
Okay. And what age exactly did you start being, you know, out there looking at the trade prints or, you know, wanting to be touched by another male?
Since I was young. Since I was like, since I can remember.
Wow, your God.
I promise you, I'm not lying. I promise you. I've never had sex with a woman. I've never desired a woman. I've always, I was young. you know, remember they used to have the game 7-Eleven when they catch the, they would chase after the girls and it's, seven kisses and 11 humps.
Yes.
So I was always the girl, you understand? And I'm always getting caught by the boy and getting humped on and stuff like that.
Wow. Oh, my God. I remember that game. And that used to be the best house in, you know, hide and go see.
I was the girl, all of that stuff. I was always the cunt in everything.
Okay. That is, oh, wow. That's it. Okay. My next thing is, so when did or what time or what, I don't know, yeah, but let's, I can ask you, what year actually did you tumble upon the lifestyle? Because, you know, it's the lifestyle even before the ballroom scene. So I'm just going to, the lifestyle, at what point, what age were you, well, what year did you come into, you stumbled upon the lifestyle? Because for a lot of us, we stumbled upon it or had a friend or a cousin that brought us into it. But what period in your life did you stumble upon the lifestyle? How old were you?
What do you mean, as in a ballroom side?
I mean, as the lifestyle, meaning the village, the clubs, Dush, because back in your days, your Dush was like the village, and, you know, back in your day. So when did you stumble from basically transitioning over from being church going and coming from a good home and stuff into this lifestyle? That all led to the ballroom, but this lifestyle period.
That was in 1989, when I started high school, and I met Shanice Malone.
Oh, what high school did you go to?
I went to Stevenson High School, Adelaide E. Stevenson High, in the Bronx. Tina used to go to that high school, too. We used to be in class together.
Right, so you went through high school with the legendary girls, too? With that, you said Shanice and Christina?
Yeah, we started out there, and then that's when they had Harvey Milk open up.
Oh, okay. Oh, that must have been cute. So, okay, so you started out in high school, and you met Shanice, and they're like, where did that go? How far did that take you in? Did it just go further?
Yeah, just from there. Then
okay.
That's when I met 42nd Street. And that's when I met the Port Authority and stuff like that.
So what was the first femme queen, iconic femme queen that you saw that just brought it all together for you?
Okay, actually, to be honest, it was two. The first one was Denise Malone. When I went to her house, to her apartment in Drew Hamilton Project, she was staying there. She opened up the door, and I thought that it was a girl, but then I found out that it was a boy. So, you know, I kind of paid that no mind. Because remember, back in our day, inside my days, they were star dashing. And if you wasn't real, you was getting beat. So you had to be real, okay? You had to be. You had to be. And Nicole, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm gagging. All of those girls is from Kelly. Yeah, or, you know, a lot of queens. And 155th over there, you know, and up and down 140 something. That was a real rough place.
Yes, honey. And you had... Let me tell you, you had to walk through, me, my crew, all of us, honey, you had to be able to walk through the boys. Remember, there was boys on each corner, and I mean packs of boys. And we used to text each other, no, bitch, let's see who walks through these boys. Don't cross in the street. You're not just playing like that. So that's how we did that.
Wow, okay, so, all right, so you said with Denise Milan would be the first one, and it would be the second one?
The second one would be Moldavia, La Beige. I saw her inside the Port Authority, and that's when she used to wear these dongs on her head. It was like some type of a wrap that she would wear. And we was going down the escalator of the Port Authority, and she said, I'm going to a ball, and I'm walking mannequin showcase. And she, I did this pose and pointed to her face, honey, and was going down the escalator and looked just like a mannequin. I gagged, because, you know, Moldavia is beautiful, and she looked just like a mannequin. I gagged, and I was like, yes, honey, like that. So after that, Moldavia became my mother. And she took me to the, she told me about the La Beige ball first. And I went to that ball, and I saw her, and I saw her and Jackie Bogan. And then they started, I think it was Jackie or Charisma, and they started sliding down the stairs backwards. But they started going down the stairs backwards. And I was like, yes. And I heard, back then they didn't have Legend Statement and Stars. Mm-hmm. But when we was in tracks that night, they said Moldavia's name over the sound system. They was like, Moldavia's in the house. And I was like, yes, honey, I want that. Like, that's over. You understand what I'm saying? Like, everybody in here, they giving her grace. You know what I'm saying? And I just met her. I was like, yes, bitch. So after that, it was so racist, honey.
Would it be safe to say that the person that introduced you to the ballroom scene, and it was Moldavia?
Yeah,
and that's
it is.
And what you saw is what attracted you to the ballroom scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, okay, I have these questions also. This is really cool. My son is Robert. He sent me these questions, and they like, you're like asking them right, saying them right as I'm looking at the questions. So I'm like, that was over. You answered just both of them. So now you, Moldavia is your mother, and, okay, you done went, and you seen these queens come downstairs. And did you know Moldavia was a man when you seen her?
At first, I didn't. That was another thing. That was it. When I saw her, and I saw that she had breasts and she had body and she was so beautiful, and for that, for her to be a man, I said, oh, my goodness, that's what I want. Because remember, I used to play with him when I was little, but I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know anything. Mm-hmm. My mother had walked me when I was younger. My mother had walked me through 42nd Street one time before, and she said, don't ever come down here, because that was during the time when they were snatching kids back then. Mm-hmm. And she said, don't you ever come down here on 42nd Street. And she went to show me what it was. She said, don't ever come down here.
It sounds like you had a real good relationship with your biological mother.
Yeah, I love my mother. That's
yeah.
Right.
Is she still here with us today?
No, my mother passed away. She passed away from breast cancer a few years back.
Oh, wow, I'm sorry for your loss. I don't even know how it feels to lose a mother, so that must be hard. So now that, okay, you are attracted and you in this world, what was Moldavia's your mother, so would that be the first house? Is that the first house that you actually joined?
The first house I joined was the House of Pendarvis, actually, because back then the Pendarvis was the starter house.
Oh, shit. Mother Katrina said that today. Oh, shit. I can't believe that. I was doing some homework, and Katrina told me that she thought it was Pendarvis, and I thought it was La Beige. Kudos to you, Rena. She won. I'm going to hurt you, because when I spoke to you, I didn't know. Thanks a lot, Auntie. Word,
no,
Katrina.
You didn't tell me that. No, you didn't ask me, but I had to think about it at first, because I was a Pendarvis first, and I was the starter house back then, so everybody could be a Pendarvis.
Okay, so you was a Pendarvis, and what was you, when you was a Pendarvis, like, and Avis was your mother, how did that come about? Like, who brought you to the House of Pendarvis?
Actually, I don't, I don't even remember.
Letitia, that was a long time ago. Okay. What was you walking when you became, what was your first category that you started walking when you was up in the office?
My first category I walked was Butch Queen Up in Drag's Realness.
Oh.
And I won. It was me, and I won against someone else. I'm still here. But it was Butch Queen Up in Drag's Realness at the JP Awards Ball, and that's when the House of Revlon first opened up at that ball in 1989.
Oh, and you was up in the office, and the House of Revlon opened up in 1989?
Yeah.
Okay, so now you up in the office. Was you up in the office long?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't up in the office that long. Because right after that, I went to the House of Abasia, and I worked. Then I started taking hormones because I ran into Keisha. And she showed me the bottom hormones, and she told me to start
taking it. What Keisha?
My Keisha, because Keisha lived in the Bronx right down the block from me. Keisha
right.
Revlon.
So when Keisha Revlon, right, I know what Keisha, but America doesn't. Wait, now, I do remember me doing a little bit of your point. Did you live down by Webster Projects, like off of Webster? I remember.
Well, Shanice used to live over there, and I used to be over there at Shanice's house all the time. I live in like a big, tall white building on Ogden Avenue in the Bronx.
Okay, I know that white building you're talking about. Okay, okay. So what year would you started taking hormones?
In about 1989, I started everything. As soon as I came out, I just started instantly. Because I was just so curious and amazed. I was just curious and amazed, so I just started, and everybody, back then, the girls was about helping and giving advice, and I always looked up to the older queens, because I always wanted to be an older queen, no matter what. I always wanted to be up, because they were so smart, you know what I'm saying, and I just looked up to them, and I always wanted to get to be old.
Okay. Do you still take hormones to this day?
Yeah, I just took a shot yesterday, but I slowed down because I really don't need them that much. But I just
well,
got
from
back
1989 home. To 2011, another number one lesson to you femme queens and you junior femme queens out there. Look, 1989 to 2011, and Letitia, the icon legend, still takes hormones. Very important. So after Pendarvis, you left and went to now, I'm assuming, the House of LaBeija.
Yeah, me, Keisha, and Janie. It was a queen named Janie. I don't know if you remember her, but we was called the LaBeija Brats.
Oh, the LaBeija Brats. Okay.
Yeah.
And now you moaning. And And where was Shanice at this time? Because y'all was always so very close. It's like your real sister, baby.
Shanice had left, and the Milans had snatched her away. So that's when she became a Milan. And they snatched her away, so I just had to be out there, like, learning my stuff on my own.
Okay. So, all right, so now when you are the LaBeija Brats and stuff, where did you are you still walking Butch Queen in Drag Realness?
Well, no, because after I walked Drag's Realness that one time, the next time I walked Realness, and I had walked against Tanae, but I had walked because I was taking hormones. I still had water balloons in my chest, but I was taking hormones, and I won. And I was at the Snowball in 1989.
Oh, okay. So how long was you in the House of LaBeija?
I couldn't tell you. It wasn't that long.
Okay, so and now in 1989, and like you said, that was
like in the middle of 1990, maybe 1990, 1991, because I had went to the House of Legend after that.
Oh, so now we have three houses on the roster, okay? The House of Pendarvis, LaBeija, and the House of Legend. Okay, so all of them seem to be pretty very, very short, you know, because it's not going to be but about 2 years, 3 years before I hit the scene. And then when I hit the scene, it was Letitia Revlon. So in what year did you go into the iconic house of Revlon? When did that transition just started? Because that was, I mean, I know from just being around in my history that that was like the takeoff of everything for years. You. So what year was did you join the house of Revlon?
Well, I can't, like, with Kevin Onsa-Ami is on the phone, maybe he could say what year that was that his ball was. After I had that, after the last time that I had the baby on the runway, when I had the baby on the runway after that, because I was in the House of Legend at that time, and right after that, I became a Revlon.
Okay, word. So you're definitely known the whole ballroom scene, and everybody know Cheesecake, Letitia Body, Revlon. What year and what ball was it that you just ventured into? You had a lovely, and to this day, you still have a lovely body, but when you was on, your body was the epitome of shaky shake, soft. You know, you would be able to stand there and bounce, or even Vogue and your body would shake. What year did you just rumble all into body?
Actually, I was a legend when I rumbled into body. I was in a House of Legend.
Oh, so you walked into the House of Revlon walking body already? Meaning you joined the house?
Yeah, I was walking body, but I was in a House of Legend, but I was walking body.
I thought you started walking body when you came.
No, I was walking different categories. I was already walking realness. I was already walking, because me, Keisha, we was legends too. Me and Keisha, we was legends. Me, Keisha, Freddie, and Charles, we was in the House of Legend first, and we was walking down. We was walking realness, I was walking body, and I was voguing too. So the House of Legend first, and then I went to the House of Revlon after that.
Okay, so let me ask a question off on my other side, because I got to go back and forth into my different questions. This is not just a... So when did now you a lady, and you have been moaning since 89, people, femme queens, pay attention, 89 into today, but when now you are a legend, you go to a Revlon, but when did you first actually get your real boyfriend? Like, and was he the trade?
Yeah, my first boyfriend, I always had to trade. I never wanted to go with a bitch lady because I always felt that they was trying to get in. Because you know how they was back then, girl. And they just wanted to get in just to get your tea. Like, there's somebody that... There's somebody back then that did that with my sister, and it was a book queen one day, and I told her, Miss Dane, Keisha, don't bring that child to my house, and she didn't, but anyway, make a long story short, me and Keisha went out to tracks that night, and the child tapped Keisha on her shoulder, and we turned around and saw that it was the child, and the child saw Keisha pregnant and was up and dragged with a ponytail.
Is that person still walking realness to this day?
I don't know if she walks realness, but she walks body.
Well, yeah, she's still walking realness today. She recently won over the legendary mother, Kelly Couture. So, yeah, she's always been known for the trick. If you're on the phone line and you old school, you know, without being, you know, I don't want to be stealing people's name, but you know who we talking about. Okay, so your first boyfriend was from the Bronx? Like, or... Or when I say first boyfriend, I want to say you older, you're man. You have a husband now.
Jersey. That's when me and Keisha was Letitia and Keisha, and I met him in tracks actually. And I met him the night me and Melissa got into a fight, Vogue, and he gave me a ride home. And from there, that's how, you know, I got. Play that role, honey.
How long was that?
For 5 years.
Oh, now you were kind. You was kind. Well, you know, back then relationships went that long. That was kind. Okay. All right. So you're Revlon. You have been in a relationship with a boyfriend for 5 years. You are Letitia Body. You walk in and you turn in it. Like, let me ask a question about someone that takes you out of people. Now, where did that whole idea of that damn fish tank came from? How are you using that goat like that?
Back then, me and Keke used to sit and we'd be high. You know, back then, I had the tabs and all that stuff. And we used to just sit and look at stuff and be like, girl, wouldn't it be over to bring this to life? Because if you could see it, you could do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you could see it, you could do it. You could make it. So I said, me and India, that's when they had Show World. And all of us used to work together. And India was like, wouldn't it be over to come out inside a fish tank? But she was talking about a real, real big, huge fish tank that she could be underneath inside the water. So one day, me and Keisha was watching A Little Mermaid. And then they had the Ebony's had a ball, and it said body in a costume, bringing it. I mean, body in a costume, make India Ebony know it. So, that, you know, back then we used to have we used to play with each other like shade, like, girl, I'm going to make you know it, and I'm going to da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, playing with each other. But that's what happened. I watched the Little Mermaid, and me and Keisha brought it to life.
And you know, you are the bracelet, basic bamboo earrings, at least two pair, big bracelets, trendsetter, you and Keisha. That was always something for you. You did that all the time.
Those bracelets, I learned from my mother, Moldavia. And those bracelets means more than just, you know, those bracelets means a lot. As far as, like, with my voguing and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Moldavia is the one that taught me that with my bracelets. So that's kudos to Moldavia.
Wow, because, you know, that became your signature thing. You know, many people after you asked these designs, everybody went along with, you know, the bracelet. So the bracelet thing was very phenomenal for you. That's one of your trend-setting things. It comes as far as back. If a lot of you people on the phone line, y'all don't know that the bamboo earrings and the big bracelets and the ponytails and the coloring of the hair, you know, shortcuts. Letitia Iconic Revlon would be the trendsetter for that. So definitely kudos to you because you brought that about, and that was one of my things that I ran with for years later after watching Ash and all the rest of them running from you. Yes. So you are and would be the alpha of, you know, the whole Banshee Cunt era ever in the ballroom scene. Okay, Letitia, now at what point of your life, after you coming from a guard semi-home and you meeting Moldavia and stuff, and what point of the process, you know, because a lot, you know, there's rumors everywhere, not even just rumors, they're actually facts that you have indulged in lots of drugs and have been in and out of the scene because of what the drugs have done to you. What part did in your life that the lifestyle led that, what part did them drugs come in your life, and when was it for the, you know, that the first time you realized that it was just too much? So what part was it that, or what year, or when can you remember that part entered?
Okay, I'm going to start off when I first started, like I started doing mescaline and paper acid and all that other stuff at first. Then one night someone had some cocaine and I was like, let me have some of that. And they was like, no. I was like, girl, give me some of that. Stop playing like that. Because I wanted to try it. You know, I used to always see the commercials and stuff like that about don't do it, but I wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So just to see what it gave. And that night, she gave it to me, and I stepped up, and I bumped down and tried.
Mm-hmm. I think that happened for everybody at one point in time. Because it happened for me just like this. I can say that happened for everybody at one point in time that has indulged.
Exactly. So I'm like, okay, honey, like that. So it's like, you know, I was doing it from there. So from the cocaine, I needed something to cut the high because it used to make me speed. So I would sniff heroin to balance out that high, the cocaine high, because I didn't like the speed. I like to be on point, you know what I'm saying, as far as me not being too paranoid and too speedy. And from there, someone, I'm not going to say no names, I was with a date, and they introduced me to smoking crack cocaine. And from there, that's what started, you know, it went off from there.
Did it, like, was it a period, like, did you do cocaine for a long period of time and then you started indulging in heroin, and then after the heroin, you know, so were there any recovery points in the different uses, the different trials and uses of them drugs that you named?
It's always been a couple of times when I recovered from it, but it was like it just still wasn't enough. Like, self-esteem issues, you know what I'm saying? Even like with the ballroom, because inside the ballroom, you had to be like this one and only star, because back then you was a star. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was about in the ballroom, a star. Like, we wanted to be like, our world was very much like the real world. Like, you had Janet Jackson and Michael Jackson and stuff like that. Like, that's how we used to look at least the crew that I ran with. So it was just a lot of pressure sometimes. So when I was getting high, and then it started to carry, instead of somebody pulling me aside, even though I did kind of know better, but they were always, oh, you look overworked, bitch. It's over this and the other. But it was always because they wanted my drugs. You know what I'm saying? Because I always made money. So for all of them about me being broke or whatever, let me tell you, honey, it costs coins to get stoned and strung out. Okay? So just for the record. That's just for the record. So...
Okay, so you've had your recovery point. Basically, you were high, and you would pull yourself together, and you would get rehab. But it was, you still haven't yet dealt with the demons in yourself. Is that safe to say that?
No, it seemed like I always wanted to. I didn't. I just.
Was there, you know, a lot of times, especially back in your day, before my day and stuff, things were different. You had to be real shit as yourself, or you were being bashed and stuff with bottles and stuff. Did anything real traumatic or traumatizing have ever happened to you via date, situation, walking, you know, just being high and on drugs? Have you ever had a traumatic incident from that?
No.
Okay, I mean, so you haven't never been in a situation where, you know, maybe you was fought or something very bad happened to you, or maybe you skitzed out and ended up somewhere you weren't supposed to be?
Well, I remember one time I was so high that I remember going to a basement apartment, and I was like in 46th Street somewhere, but I just really don't remember. And I'd be trying to remember that so deep, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I was really, 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 really high. And that's, like, one of the worst experiences that I had.
That you can't remember. That must be.
That I can't remember. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But thank God that I'm still here. That's what it is.
Well, that's the purpose of the interview. You're still standing through all of this. We'll get to your standing part. That's just so much. I have so much to ask, because you've been around for so long, and you will be definitely, you know, a whole big book of a lesson of what not to do and what to do and how God can bring you out of things. So now you're on heroin, you back and forth. So have it been a point in time that you was just, you dipped and dabbed and whatever, or were they just point where, okay, I did this a couple of years, and then I did that for a couple of years, or was it just all a dip and dab?
It would be a dip and dab. I had my heroin with me. Like, that was, wherever it was, if I was ever coke or smoking crack, I had the heroin with me to crack, to chop my high, like to balance it out rather. Cause I never
and so you would, it's safe to say that heroin would be was your drug of choice, was your main drug, that it kept everything else leveled.
Yeah, that was my drug of choice, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, you have a lot of fans, a lot of daughters, a lot of people I've speak to, and everybody got a story about you. I hope all you people are on the phone line and you come in and you press one, because y'all have a lot of different stories, even myself, and being there and watching you. And I can recall we was hanging out, but we still always hang out when you were in the Bronx in our location. And and one day, I think, and it was the last day, need I say, to America, and it was real something for me, because we were hanging out all night and we was together, and you know, this is when I really got in, because I never really, you know, seen the heroin part of you, and we was just hanging out and I really got in, and I seen you nodding and stuff, and you were saying to me, even when you were high, you would be like, you can always tell God was in your life, because you were saying hi to me, how you were going to come out of this, and that this is not something, and girl, this lifestyle, even when you were naughty, you was just talking still about, you know, the do's and the don'ts, and a lot of people has these moments with you. Letitia, I remember that day, like, well, did I have my own apartment? Yeah, because I got my own apartment when I was about 1998, 99, maybe within that. And then we left each other. You gave me a hug. I remember I used to speak to Shawnese. You just disappeared. Like, it was that. You went to, I remember me looking for you, and you went to your sister Niecy's house in Queens. And then, you know, I did a couple of hearsay. I heard for a little bit that you were there. And then, like that, you was gone.
I disappeared because I was getting high. And I really, really didn't like for the girls to see me like that. You know, especially the ballroom girls. I really tried my best to stay away from them to see me like that. Because, you know, they used to try it real big time. You know what I'm saying? That was something that I went through. But to me, I felt that I never changed who I am and who I was. You understand what I'm saying? I was just getting high, and I was messed up at that time, but I never changed the person who I was inside. It might look on the outside change, but the inside always stayed the same. But people just was trying it with me. Instead of trying to build me up, they would also help try to tear me down as well.
Mm. Well, I mean, would you say that happens in this lifestyle a lot with coming up,
yes,
and growing?
Yes, it happens in the lifestyle a lot. They sit there and they would read the girl about getting high instead of trying to help her not to get high, but then they can't say anything because they sitting there and they getting high. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So, I mean, it's to each his own. I know me, I can't get high. I smoke weed down, yeah, that's what I do. But I know what I can't do. I can't sniff no coke. I can't take a bun. I can't do that because it's off to the races for me. So I cannot do that. And that's something I choose not to do.
So you completely free from that stuff now. So you left. I remember the clubhouse days, the 98. I remember, like, because you had came back even one time. You left before, and then I remember you came back to the clubhouse days. That was one of, you know, you and your arguments with Miss Ashley and all that stuff when y'all was coming. You had came back around, and then you fell short, and you left for the longest of period of time. And the next time you surfaced in the South, and you know, now you are the Southern lady, and you really went back to the roots. When I spoke to you, I was gagging. We all were speaking to you because, you know, you really knew how to stay away. You did know how to do that, and now you were in the South. What did the South do for you? How did that change you, and how much growth did the South have to do with a lot of things?
Well, I owe everything to my mother, you know, and my family, having a good, strong family. And they stuck behind me no matter what. You understand what I'm saying? So for all of that families and mothers that care, you listen to them. Because at the end of the day, that's who's really going to be there for you. You know what I'm saying? You do have your sisters and stuff upset with your family, you make sure you don't turn your back on your family. I'm telling you. Trust me, there's some good stuff. So my mother made me come down to the South. But I've been, you know, like coming out, and when I went to Atlanta, I kind of messed up a little bit in Atlanta, too.
I was looking at something, right. You surfaced in Atlanta. Now, wait, let's pause that. Yes, absolutely, because that was a traumatic time for you as well, your experience in Atlanta. There was a lot of lack of disrespect, a lack of respect there for you in Atlanta. How was that whole process? And was you then at the time still dipping and dabbing in drugs? And, you know,
when I first came out, I didn't. You understand what I'm saying? And then I saw Laura out there, and she was like, come to the place, because that's where Andre and them is at, 708. And she took me to 708. And that's what I thought, that's where everybody was at, you know. And I hadn't been out for a minute because I was locked up. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I went to the club, and you know I was doing good. You know what I'm saying? Because I couldn't get high anyway. I was trying to handle some business because I always try to keep an apartment and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? It has been times when I have been out there on the streets, but that was only by choice. Okay, believe me, it was only by choice. You know.
Was the Atlanta, I'm going to pause right now because we got to definitely pay some bills, but everybody on the phone lines, you guys do not go nowhere. Stay tuned. We're going to come back and we're going to finish off Atlanta on to today. So everybody stay tuned. Call your girlfriend and you get ready to press 1 when it's time to address the icon, legendary Letitia Revlon. Switchboard, let's pay some bills.
James and Father Rodney present What's M&A, Saturday, November 12th at 6 p.m., 1299 Amsterdam Avenue between West 121st Street and West 122nd Street, Harlem, New York, New York. Grand prize, open to all theme realtors. One male, one female figure. Two trophies, one cash award of $1,000. Mini grand prize. Open to all runway, cash prize of $500. Butch Queen, Master of Vogue, invitations only. One trophy, one cash prize of $350, less $10 participation fee. Butch Queen Face, one cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist, one cash prize of $250. Femme Queen Legendary Performance, one cash prize of $200. Father James from Father Rodney presents What's M&A, Saturday, November 12th, 6 p.m. in Harlem. We'll see you there.
Okay, thank you. Don't forget to be there November 12th, honey. I'll be there. Let's just show you going to James and Rodney Ball.
Yeah.
Okay, well, everybody, that if you just tuning into us or you just calling in the phone line, tonight is the exclusive interview with the icon Letitia Revlon. It's going really, really great. I appreciate you for coming on the phone line, being so honest and deep with everyone. And this, the purpose of these interviews, guys, and you young femme queens and you femme queens and butch queens and everything, don't try this at home. And that's why we're going to come and tell our story, so you know what it can do to you and what it can take away from you. This ballroom life sometimes was made, it was made for recreation, but it has been the downfall to a lot of people. So, you know, don't try this at home. So now, Letitia, we're on the phone with Letitia, the icon Revlon, who is giving us her story, her life, and how she's amazingly, with the grace of God, still standing today. Toes to the Lord and how powerful he is. So now you in Atlanta, and you see Alora, and basically it was just all back, you know, like flashback and you went back with, you know.
No,
no,
because for a while I was doing, you know, for a while I was doing good. I've even worked in Atlanta. I used to work in Target. And anybody that's on the phone and from Atlanta knows that I've been in Target can verify that. You know, I used to work in Target and stuff like that. So, I mean, it was a point where I just messed up. And I guess a lot of stress and stuff like that. It was just a lot going on in real life, that was going on with me, that I just wasn't agreeing with. It's just some personal stuff that happened.
Okay, I heard one time that you was actually a manager in somewhere in Atlanta.
It was, I used to work in, like I said, it was Target, but I used to be the red card queen, honey. Trust me. If you know anything about Target and they ask you, would you like to buy a red card?
I used to work in Target too myself.
Because you know your picture be downstairs, honey. My picture was down there for 10 weeks straight.
Yes.
Trust me, I got the red cards, lovely darling.
I used to work in Target when I transitioned, and I lived in Owens Mills, Maryland. I used to work there. Yes, I did. Okay, so. At what point in Atlanta did it take you to leave Atlanta to get it more back together, or was it in Atlanta where you felt like this was enough and you were going back into the things you were doing?
No, see, in Atlanta I messed up because I went back to doing with the things I did, and then I started smoking crack again. But I said to myself, I knew that for whatever reason it was, I just felt that God is putting me through this. For whatever reason, because it's something that he has me to do. It's something that he wants me to do, and I just kept saying that. You know, with my husband, I just kept saying that. But after that, I got locked up. I needed to get locked up because that's the only way that I was going to pull up out of it. Like, it was in my soul. I felt that that was it. And I said that I just kept crying out for help. I tried to get inside rehab. I couldn't get inside there. I couldn't get inside detoxes. They wouldn't let me in. So the next alternative was for me to get locked. And that's what happened. And I was locked up for 3 months. And from there.
One for the Son, one for the Father, one for the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah, he will have a way. He will stop you because God is going to get the victory at the end of the day. So, you know, he has a plan. And you know something, you being here states that he had a plan for you because you're still standing there. Letitia, a lot of your girlfriends and stuff and everybody that you came out with are gone.
Yeah,
and, you know,
I noticed that.
Yeah, and I know that must have hurt you that you've lost a lot of different people, and being able to come out of this, everybody, if you're listening and you're on the phone line, you stand on your feet and give her a round of a fucking applause, because this is a story. Now, that's really deep, and I love to have that blood and that energy and that ambitious, and you just never let go. You just never let go. So that's deep right there. So you went to jail.
And when I came out, I found out that my mother had cancer, breast cancer. So I had to end up taking care of my mother. And I was by my mother's side when my mother died. I took care of my mother to the end. I had to drive behind her in the ambulance. Many a night I had to jump up and she's screaming my name. And it was a lot. I just knew that. I know my mother used to always say to me, "Ain't nobody like your mama, child." She used to always say that to me. And, you know, I used to just say that when she used to say that. But now I know what she mean by that now. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Your mama. So, but I used to take care of my mother. Like, for all those, take care of your mother. I'm telling you, it's a blessing.
Amen.
Believe me. And when I talk about God, because I know that people be on Facebook. I see when people, they could sit there and like or trade and nasty stuff and face stuff, this and this, that, and other. But if you don't believe in God, that's, you know, on you. You might have a different higher power to believe in. But when I post those things, I post it because I know that God is using me. You know what I'm saying? And he's brought me through a lot. So when I get to read those stuff in the morning to myself, I think about posting it for the person that can use it. So for all of those that think that I'm one way or I'm just putting it up and I'm a hypocrite and this and the other, the devil is a liar, because if anybody knows me, I've always had a spiritual foundation, and I've always believed that God can bring me through anything. That's how come when I say, if you, whenever you feel like you're sinning, and or if you feel like you're not doing nothing right, you run to God. You don't run from him. He's the one that's going to pull you out of it. So your prayer, plead the blood of Jesus, that no weapon's going to form against you. You understand what I'm saying? But, like, I be kind of gagging at that, you know what I'm saying? But when it's some hype like stuff, they quick to want to like that, boy. You know what I'm saying? It's even been a couple of times where somebody has even said to me, oh, I'm glad that you do post these things for us, because there are some people that's not feeling it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't care what y'all feel. That's for somebody that really, really wants that message. I try to do that to inspire somebody throughout the day to help them, you know, help their day along. You know, maybe that's what God is using me to do. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't, don't ever look at the messenger. Look at the message.
Amen. What the fuck? You got me off my bed. You got me. I was laying across. I had to jump up like, wait a minute. Wow. Thank you, Letitia. I'm going to get you. Because it's very important. Stop attacking. So we all get in a, we look at, if Kelly says something, or if someone says, and we all looking at the way the person look on the outside, it is not, that is not what you should be looking for. What you should be listening for is the message, because there's always something in there for you. So we need to stop attacking people or disregarding the person because, oh, she's a femme queen, or she looks like that and she looks like that. That's just not right. Okay, we're on the phone line round. We have spent 101. You know, we have another whole hour. My phone line just lit the hell up. There's people that want to say, talk to you and everything. We're coming to you and write one thing. I just want to bring her to today, and we're going right into the call. So give me 2-3 minutes, callers. Please stay there. You guys that want to address Letitia, or you guys that want to, talk about anything else that was on the run on the show tonight, you can definitely press 1 and come in and speak your thing, nice, harm, and good, please. So, Letitia, the passing of your mother led you to be basically in South Carolina.
Well, I left Atlanta to stay and to better myself, as far as just to get away, because I know what that lifestyle gives. You know what I'm saying? And plus, I also wanted to move closer to my family, actually, because if I was to get sick or something was to happen to me, I know that my family is going to be there for me. So I wanted to move closer to my family, being that my mother wasn't here anymore, because it was just me and my mother.
Oh, so you have family in South Carolina.
Yeah, so that's basically
okay. So South Carolina is now where Letitia is.
Yeah, so South Carolina, honey. I have my 3-bedroom house. One of my bedrooms is my dressing room, and my house is fully furnished. Okay?
Yes,
bathroom, everything, curtains. I mean, my house is fully furnished. I have backyard, front yard, and 2 cars. I've been married for 8 years now.
Oh,
so
you are married? Say, wait a minute. I didn't know that.
8 years. It's just that, you know, I keep, you know, I know what the girls give.
Right, right. So you keep everything to yourself. I can understand that. I want to go in and take a pause, because I know a lot of things is going to come out of all these questions. And these people got the line. They said the lines just went completely crazy. So I want to go in and bring some callers. We're on the air, everyone in the lines, phone lines, and on the computers with the icon, legendary Letitia Revlon. She is have surpassed all times because of God, and she's still standing here with all her testimonies. You younger queens out there, please pay attention carefully. Pay attention, because what's for her is for her, and what God got for you is for you, and where you plan to be will be totally up to you and the Lord. And that's what accepting, because we got to see in order to, we got to be able to see and hear something in order to move in a different direction or in the direction we should be moving in. So I'm going to go to a caller, and Letitia, I love you so much, and thank you for keeping it so funky. But my next first caller of the evening on the Letitia Sister to Sister for Real is 747-452. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello? Wait, somebody got to step away from their computer. I'm calling 757-452. You're on the air. I'm going one more time. Hello?
Hello. Nobody's there.
75's gone. Okay. That's who on the air now? I can't. Hold on. Because she was messing with my head. Say the name. I can't. Oh, wow. Somebody, New York. Oh, my God, I love him so much. Welcome to the phone lines. I guess I don't have to go and say a number and everything. Somebody who has been here through my outgoing and incoming. Somebody who has seen everything coming in and out of this ballroom scene. And Letitia, this is the people's man, the icon himself. Self, where it all coming and starting at, the one of the next generation, because he took it to a whole next generation, the father and the founding father of the House of Mizrahi, Andre Mizrahi. You are on the air.
Hey, girl.
Hi, Andre. I was going to call you today and ask you, was you going to come onto my show? Would you come onto my show? Because I know how you get. So, okay. Hi, how are you?
I've seen a clip on my on one of the pages, and it said that Letitia was going to be on it. So I was just listening, period. Because I always wanted to hear her story anyway, her life story. So I said, well, let me listen to this story and see, you know, what kind of knowledge I could get out of this, because this lady I grew up with for years, too. So I said, well, let me listen to this. So I listened to it for a while, though. Then I said, I'll stay on and say hi, Letitia.
Hi. How are you doing, Andre?
How are you, woman?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
That's good. And love your story, and I think you're a blessed woman, and I know God loves you as well. And I wish you all the luck in the world, period, with anything that you endure and want to do in your life.
Thank you, Andre. And I'm proud of you, too, and what you're doing. And I want to, like, take my hat off to you as far as what you're doing in society. That's really what's up. You got what I'm saying? Like, you came a long way, too, you know, because we practically grown together, too. So
yeah.
I know. And, like, you just keep doing what you're doing. That's what's up.
Thank you.
Andre,
yeah,
I love you and coming on this show and listening, and you should be a listener. You know I have ideas out my mind. I talk to you. I have to give you a call, you know.
Yeah,
I haven't heard from you in a whole time, so I hope
everybody.
Yes, all right, and I know how to text you. I know everything, but thank you for coming on this phone line. Is there anything else, you know, I don't want to dismiss the idea that you want to say or you want to address it to Letitia or anything else before we go into another caller?
No, that was it. Basically, I just want to say, love you, Letitia. Be safe. Make sure I see you soon. One of these balls coming up soon. And that's basically it. I was just listening to her story. That was it.
Okay.
Thank you, Andre.
Icon itself is on the line. All of y'all on the phone line. My first caller was Andre, you know, so I'm feeling that. I hope everybody and you, all you icons and pioneer icons that are listening, will please come up here and stand on your feet with your purple hands and give Letitia what she deserves and what she actually needs, because she is the founding lady to a lot of situations, whether it be body, the bamboo earrings, the them damn bracelets, those ponytails. Let's not forget them goddamn arms. She is the creator of the ha. So all of you people on the phone line, you have a question, comment, statement, or something that you would like to say to the iconic Letitia Revlon, you can. My next caller is 585-851. You're live on the Sister to Sister For Real show.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Letitia.
Hey, how are you? Welcome to the show. Who am I speaking with?
Thank you. My name is Kiara Redline from Western New York.
Okay. Hi, how are you? Welcome to the show.
How are you doing?
What would you like to say to the
icon? I just want to say I'm so honored right now to be on the phone with you, Letitia. You're, like, one of my biggest idols. I have a couple of questions, if that's okay.
Yes.
One, I was wondering, how important is family to you? Because I see you're a very spiritual person, and you remind me of my mother, Mariah Redline, and you're both very spiritual. And I was wondering, how important is the ballroom family to you? Because I've seen other houses, and they say that their family is just—it's not really a family; it's a business. So how do you feel about that?
You're saying how important the ballroom scene is to me. To me, and to be honest with y'all, the ballroom scene is my fun. This is my kiki for my entertainment. This is for my entertainment purposes only. You know what I'm saying? I don't take it that seriously because when I took it that seriously, that's what drove me to doing drugs.
Ooh.
You understand what I'm saying? So that's how come when I disappear and I come out every now and then, like I wanted to come out this year like that because I haven't seen any clips of me yet. So, honey, I've been looking like, I'm going to see some clips, honey.
Well, I don't get too many of me up lately either,
exactly.
But the CEO was back.
I'm talking
He's
about
back.
Because there's so many new people that don't even know who I am or, you know, like what I'm capable of doing. And like you said, my stuff is on VHS. You know what I'm saying? But when I come out, it's just for my fun. I don't take it that seriously anymore. But when I do come out, I'm coming out for my trophies because I'm not coming out just for nothing.
He wins the next question you have, sweetheart.
My second question was, how do you feel about the girls that come into the ballroom scene, like, never having the notion to become a femme queen, but because they get up in drag or things like that, they look hot in drag, people think that they should become a femme queen. How do you feel about that?
Uh-oh.
I feel that drag is not a game. This is number one. You don't get into drags for any boys, and you definitely don't get into drags for no faggots, especially for no category or something like that, because at the end of the day, you have to live with that. You got what I'm saying? It's not like it's that easy to reverse back. When I did this, this is something that I wanted to do. I always looked like a girl, and I always was special to me. I always felt I was special. You know what I'm saying? And that's something I wanted to do. Would I get a sex change? No. I like what I have. You know what I'm saying? Do I use it? No. But I like what I have because it's mine. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I heard you. So you so real with that? Hello, honey. It ain't going no goddamn way. I'll add on, but I won't take it.
That's what makes me me. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no identity crisis. You know what I'm saying? I know exactly
Amen.
Who and what I am. So for you to do, if that's something that you want to do, don't let nobody pressure you into doing that because I've known a film queen that wanted to be in drags, but she wanted to get out of them to become a butch queen for a butch queen. You understand what I'm saying? And me and Keisha made her not do that. Me and Keisha made her
stop. Well, I know how it went too.
I know that. And then for me, now she's over. You understand what I'm saying?
let them tell it.
I'm not nobody. I didn't teach them nothing. You know what I'm saying? But I just keep that to myself. But they know who they are. It's a big shout out to them, too, you know?
Yes. Thank you so much. Baby, do you have any more questions for the iCaller? I'm going to slap her face. For the iCaller, Tisha.
No, I just want to say it was an honor meeting you at the Latex 2009 when you were in the fish tank. I thought it was really awesome. And okay. An honor talking to you tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in,
myself, Letitia. Y'all better pay attention, darling. Do y'all know who that person is? I'm on Facebook. Kelly's up available. I mean, okay, the next call, if you're on the phone lines and you got something you want to say to Letitia, I know I'm going to have a lot of callers, nice and short. But my next caller is 210-385. You're on the Sister to Sister For Real show. Hello, 212-385. You're gone. Got to move along. Wait. I know that number. Okay, the next caller don't need an introduction, darling. He is the ballroom father for everybody and my own father and a very, 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 very dear friend of Letitia, the icon himself, James Icon. Father, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Yeah, so I just came on here because it's a good thing. I'm glad Letitia's on here saying her story and stuff. And I remember when we had joined the House of Revlon, Letitia was already a Revlon, me, DeAndre, and Trina. But and it's good to hear Letitia laugh because a lot of people don't know how much of a kiki Letitia is and a jokester she is. She is very, very comical. She's very, very funny. She will have you in stitches just by some of the things that she say and she do, and just she'll slide off to the side, you know what I'm saying, and she'll get the kiki going. So it's so good that she's back. You know, it was a lot of things that we had seen with Letitia go through, her ups and downs and stuff like that. And, you know, the House of Revlon had always loved Letitia. Even when she went to go be the original mother of the House of Aphrodite, they still showed her love and everything like that. And it's just good to have one of the girls from back then come back and be accepted and still look as good as she did yesterday and still look good today.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Father, you better get that phone together. Well, Father, Switchwood, is Father there? He must say, I'm not sure what happened. Yeah, the phone line must have messed up or whatever. Father, you definitely would just come back on when you get back on the line. Please just press one and we'll get you back in the queue. We have another caller. But, you know, that is right. Something that he also said, I want to piggyback off of, that you are the first original mother to the House of Aphrodite. And and was Lepetti the person who asked you to come to the House of
Aphrodite? Ira and Dwayne was the ones, because Ira saw me from when the first time I ever watched performance and I got chopped. But Ira always saw it in me, and he just Ira always saw it in me, and he asked me to be mother.
And how long was you the mother there?
I wasn't the mother that long because back then, once again, as far as with the drug use, and it was a lot of drugs going on. And I had to watch myself with that. And being that I was mother, I had to be mother of the drugs. And I'm not trying to say anything bad about the House of Aphrodite either, but I'm just saying that what was going on at that time. And it pulled me back down kind of again. I just didn't want to be mother. Like, I don't want the responsibility of being mother. You understand what I'm saying? I'm the overall godmother of my house, but it's like less responsibility. You know what I'm saying? I could be a godmother. They have a mother and a father, overall mother and a father for that. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay, Father, you're back.
I'm back. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say what I said at the end. Like, it's just good to see that you are, you know, you're still with us. It's a refreshing to see a girl from back in the day still here, and her mind, her body, and her spirit is still one, you know, and you are an inspiration to a lot of people, you know, and to the new girls that are coming up. Like Nicole said, you know, you have to listen to your story and honor you, because, you know, a lot of people go through the struggle, but a lot of people don't survive the struggle, and you are a survivor, and you just keep it going, and we honor you, and we love you.
Oh, thank you. I love you too. I appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you, Father. I'm going to cry. You know I'm going to cry, baby.
Yes, Letitia, she was so funny back in the days. I'm just so glad that she's still a jokester the way she is. She's a kiki.
Yes, but you know, I love to laugh and I love to kiki, and that's what keeps you young. You got to laugh. My mother
right.
used, to, You laugh. That keeps you healthy, laughing. Like, enjoy yourself. Laugh.
Another lesson to you girls that have on the twigs and stuff. We learned one. She moaned from 1989 to today. Now, the other one is please laugh. Laugh, laugh, laugh. It's so healthy coming from the icon, Letitia. Iconic Father Icon, thank you so much and your kind
thank
words. And thank you, Father, for listening to my show.
That's cool.
All right, Father, love you. Take
love
care.
You too.
But I'm back in the queue, darling. If you have anything else to say, just press one. Okay, you heard a little bit about Letitia and her experience with the House of Aphrodite. You're going to hear a little bit more because her story just is not that over. We want to be able to include you guys now because it's really that long. It probably can go on to maybe about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. But I have another call. If you're on the phone line and you have something you want to say, something you remember or some love or something you like to show to the icon, Revlon, Letitia, press one. My next call is 313-725. You live on the air. 313-725. You're live on the air. They're gone? Okay. 347-432. She don't need no introduction either. The icon, the mother, the overall mother of the house of Ivisu, Kiana Ivisu. You're live on the air, sis.
Hello, everyone. First of all, before we go on any further, I just want to congratulate Kelly, and I wish her the best in her endeavors with the House of Couture. And what more can I say? This interview tonight brought tears to my eyes. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little emotional. Letitia, my icon. My sister, who I'm so happy to call my sister. You paved the way for me, and I thank you. And I just thank you just for being here during the time for me as well, because we have so much in common for the transitioning of both our moms as well as our heavily, spiritual background, and we know in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I thank you for that, because you just be surprised who God places in your life. And I'm so happy that he placed you in my life, because you have brought me through a lot. And I'm also saying, you got to go through in order to come out, lady. And you have done it. You have came out. And as they said, sis, you are still standing. And I love you. I applaud you. In the words of Oprah, I speak your name.
Yes.
And I thank you so much, sister. You have a nice night, and you be blessed. Take care.
So you get ready for your interview, okay?
Yes.
We're going to speak your name, okay? And to Kiana, that was the overall mother of the House of Ivisu, the legendary Kiana Ivisu. And I like what she said, and I'm going to go on. Yes, Letitia, I speak your name. Letitia, I love you, and I speak your name.
You,
and if
too.
Anybody on the phone line and you want to speak Letitia's name tonight and you want to show her what she always has deserved from hearing the knowledge that you hear, press 1. Icons, legends, stars, statements, you femme queens and you junior femme queens. We got rid of the femme queen baby, whatever that is. You can come up here, and she will definitely give you some advice and give you what you need. Our next caller is 426. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, it's me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh. Hi, Letitia.
Hi.
I'm one of the new children. I'm one of the new kids, and I actually ordered some DVDs. And that's how I caught wind of you. I have to say, you were very amazing. Oh, my God. I'm like, wow.
Thank
I came up with my African-American from back during that day, you know what I'm saying, with the things that were going on, and you were able to survive. So I do speak your name as well.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
We speak your name.
I do have a question. And me being a virgin performer, as I'm moving on from virgin performance, I do have one problem. Is there something that you could tell, like, a lot of the virgin children, or just a lot of the children that's, like, still trying to find their way in whatever category that they're going in? Because I feel like a lot of the legends and the icons don't want to come out anymore or don't want to help out or something.
Well, so I would say they
Okay, go ahead, Letitia. Answer the question.
I would say that a lot of times, like, I don't mind helping somebody out if they ask me. You got what I'm saying? Like, anybody that know me know that. But a lot of the times, the new girls, either they don't want to listen, or you have some new girls that you teach them, then they want to come for you. You got what I'm saying? And but it still doesn't matter to me, even if they do come, because it's just only one me. And I think that you could.
You're looking at something else? Come on, we need you over here, because Sally, somebody hit you up.
I'm sorry. Come here.
Yeah, somebody hit her up. That's what it is. The caller, you said. Letitia's at the end of the question. Do you have another question, caller?
I guess basically, what about the youth that reaches out? I understand what you're saying about why they probably wouldn't reach out. But what about, on the other hand, for the one that does reach out and they get nothing?
But, I mean, it all depends on who you're reaching out to. Like me, I picked and chose who I wanted to look up to. You understand? And it wasn't just one person. I had a lot of different people for different reasons in my life that I learned from. So you can't just look for just one person, because it could be just that one that you're looking up to that's not meant for you to look up to and to be around and to be with. So you just got to find out who that is. You know what I'm saying?
Well, thank you, caller. Thank you so much for calling. Do you have anything else you want to say? I don't want to cut you off, but, you know, everybody's on the line. We got about 45 minutes. So do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Not at all. Thank you so much, Legendary Kelly. Thank you for everything.
No, I'm Nicole. Wait, hold that caller.
Oh,
my name is Nicole.
Okay.
Kelly's my sister. Her show is on Monday, and we'll be together on Tuesday. Thank you, though. Thank you so much. She's speaking your name, too, Kel. yeah. Okay. My auntie, we speak your name. If you're on the line and you heard her story and you have a continuous to a story, you know, we got into 2 o'clock and we're going to be here and we're going to be talking about Letitia, and anybody that likes to say anything or would like to press one, call your girlfriends, get from the internet, and come and give your kudos. My next caller is 917-222. You're on the Sister to Sister For Real show. 917-222. You're on the air. Okay, I guess 917 is gone. Okay, Letitia, I have a question. So was Revlon hope we have another call. Oh, hold on for that call. I want them one more. Well, hold on for her, my legendary sister. Okay, Letitia, so was Aphrodite the only house that you were the mother of?
Yeah. That was the actual mother of, yeah.
And were you the mother a couple of times in that house? Or was it just that one time?
One time. But I'm the one who brought the femme queen to the house of Aphrodite, because the house of Aphrodite was just a butch queen face house.
Yes, lovely.
And when they brought me there, I brought all the femme queens to that house. So if it wasn't for me, the femme queens wouldn't be there.
Okay. Okay, all right. I have another caller, your daughter, who's now on the air and on the line. 410-366. You was right, bitch. You are now on the air.
I just want to tell you I love you. It's me,
Katrina. Hey, Katrina.
Listen to your story. I was there for half of it. And I just want to tell you that I love you. And I'm glad that you're still
here.
Oh, thank
you.
I love you
too, Katrina. Oh, my baby.
And Pendarvis was right, Katrina. Thank you very much for knowing your history.
That's right.
Thank you for calling into the show. I love you. We'll be on after. I'll speak to you after. My next caller is 703-920. You're now on the air on the Sister to Sister For Real show.
Yes, hello.
Hello, what's up?
Hi, Nicole, and hi, Letitia.
How you doing?
This is Charles Revlon.
Hi.
Hi. I was just calling to tell you, you know, I love you so much or whatever, and that, you know, cool. that we have sat down and talked so much about our past, and, you know, we share the same birthday, and we are more alike than different.
Uh-huh.
And you are a true inspiration to me.
Oh, I love you, Charles.
I love you so much, Letitia.
I love you, too. Oh, don't do that.
Y'all better not be over here and go through this. I swear to God, I will see out. Don't do that.
I just had to call, and, you know, we talk, like, all the time or whatever. So, you know, I just ought to just give you a shout-out and just say your name.
We speak your name.
I love you, Charles.
Love you.
Thank you, Charles, for calling in. Thank you so much. You done brought tears to my eyes. This is not right. It's not you're going to do this
and thank
to me.
You so much. And I listen to y'all show all the time.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much. We're Kelly going to get together
good.
And put
something
together for Tuesday for both of us now that she's the overall mother. But Wednesday is going to be my night for everybody. I think it's more calmer. Oh, I can't believe this. He brought tears all out of my eyes, Shell. Okay. If you are the phone line and you have anything you want to say, where's the founding father who was on the line and decided to hang up? I heard you. Come back. My next caller is 917-222. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello, you're live on the air.
Hey, Nicole. Hey, Godmom.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Twerk Revlon. And I just wanted to say I feel what you're saying with the whole family thing, because without your family, you're nothing. I mean, I even moved away to Philly, and then I wound up coming home just to be with my mom, especially now. A couple weeks ago, found out I had cancer. My mom's been by my side, and it's been like some days I'll go on your page and just read the thoughts that you got, because, you know, sometimes it just gets to you. And I just wanted to let you know that that really helps out sometimes. And especially when you do your performance, you perform. I don't know what the rest of these people call performance. When you touch the floor, you touch the floor. In the words of a true icon, a lady that never touches the ground, just the tip of her hair.
And I
just want to thank you for all you do, especially with me in this house by, you know, just conversing with me, or whether or not it's the stuff you put on your page.
Oh, thank you, Kurt. That's
I'm
so
glad
beautiful.
I'm glad that the fans and stuff that they have right now, but I get that stuff out of a like I said, which is the Joel Osteen book for anybody that was out there listening to it and want to get it for themselves. You know, I read it and I share it with other people that maybe it could inspire them. So it's the Joel Osteen. What is it? Becoming a Better You.
Oh, wait, so you have to read the battlefield in the Mind by Joyce Myers. That's the one I'm reading now. The battlefield in the Mind. You got to get that. You will love that, Tisha. You will love The Battlefield in the Mind by Joyce Myers. It's beautiful. I take it out every time I go on the train. Kurt, is there anything else you want to say to the icon of speaking her name?
Just, I love you down, and I can't wait to see you soon.
I love you, too, and you take it easy. Don't worry, God is going to pull you out of this. Like, don't worry about nothing else. Just try to stay focused on getting healthy.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling. Thank you, Kurt, for so much for calling. And we're going to put you back on the queue. If you got girlfriends, if y'all internet and I and M and everything, y'all got a half an hour of some good word. So you need to get your girlfriends and your friends. And y'all all need to be pressing one. And we need to be speaking Letitia's name. My next caller is 678-480. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hey, who's this? What's up?
Hi.
Hey, this is Karan. What's up, Patricia? Hey, Nicole.
Karan, wait a minute. Hi, Karan. Long time.
I'm good. How y'all doing? What's up, Nicole?
How are you? How you feeling?
I'm
God
good.
Bless you.
I'm good. I had to call and just say what's up and just show love. That's all.
Thank you so much.
I love you too. I know I talk to you all the time, but you know I still had to call or whatever and just say what's up and let everybody know that she is the inspiration for, you know, just Vogue, period, to me, you know, from my era or whatever like that, you know, tracks, all that, you know. And
yes, you are.
That's what's up.
You speak her name, Karan.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right,
doubt.
That's what everybody tell my sister and auntie.
Yes.
Her name. Kiana started something that I'm going to take off
for
the rest of the
Kiana
show.
Did. Yeah, she really did. And that's what's up. And I'm glad everybody calling in, like Andre and James, you know, everybody from the old school, whatever like that. And just letting the girls know, you know, like that's what's up. That's what's up, y'all.
Thank you, Karan, for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt. Just call me.
Tito, God bless you. I love you and I miss you.
I love you too. I'm here. I love you too.
Okay, thank you, and thank you for calling. And my show is every Wednesday. Kelly's show is every Monday, and we'll be figuring out something to do for Tuesday. Thank you, though, and we'll put you back in the queue. Anybody on the phone line, you know, we coming in, we winding it down soon, and everybody, I haven't heard enough of my icons and pioneers that have been in the building and everybody. I have another caller, and then I have a question that I want to go to. If you have any questions that you may want to ask to Letitia, hit me up and on Facebook. I am there with my IM open, speaking to my legendary sister. The next call is 347-533. You live on the air.
Yes, hi, this is the Pioneer Icon, R.R. Chanel.
There you go, I love you.
Hey, Letitia. You know, we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. And when they told us that in the first step, all we had to do was believe. And you believe that you could recover a day at a time, because that's what this process is all about. It's about one day at a time. And you and I can identify with the disease of addiction, because we know, although we put down the drug, the disease is always with us. It's up to us to be strong enough to realize that one is too many and a thousand is never enough. For those of you who can identify, me and Letitia are living proof that recovery does work, but it's a process. And this process will only keep you here if you want to be here. So obviously, Letitia, you want to be here. May God continue to bless you in your process day by day and continue to look as beautiful as you are. And it was a wonderful thing to see you at the couture ball looking as lovely as you did. And that body is still sitting.
Thank you.
Yes, I always speak your name, Letitia. Thank you so much. My next caller, that was the icon pioneer, who you guys can also look forward to his interview, and it's the story and three halves, okay? And you will all look forward to all the things. But the next caller, stay tuned to hear his interview coming to a theater near you very soon. Next caller is 585-268. You're live on the air. 585-268. Welcome to the Sister to Sister For Real show. 585-268, you're gone. My next caller is 843-703. Welcome to the Sister to Sister For Real show.
What's up, Nicole? What's up, Letitia? This is Tony.
Oh, you know, I'm coming from a different number. This is the founding father. Hold on, now they get to give my thing. You called from a different number before Kelly was able to say, you know, Tony was there. Switch Tony. So this is the founding CEO, founder, ball walker, creator of the whole house of Revlon into a lot of categories that are on the floor today, the iconic pioneer, Tony Revlon. Hi, Grandpa. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up? Letitia, guys, I'm going to take you
very, very proud of you. I saw you when you was down, and I'm very proud of you. I love you. You keep doing what you're doing. And I truly do appreciate you helping me with this house, okay?
Okay, you rock her, Daddy.
So I'm going to sleep now because I have my number up there. I have to go to sleep. I just got back from the air, so I'm going to sleep. Letitia, keep doing it, okay?
Okay, I love you.
Don't forget our appointment when you get to the Big Apple.
I got you.
I told Kelly, okay. Thank you, Grandpa, for coming on the phone line. That was the Icon Pioneer, Tony Revlon, that also came up on the line. If you're on the phone line and you have something to say and you would like to speak the Icon name, Letitia Revlon, press 1, ask your questions, and, you know, get some of the detailed things that you might still want to know. Letitia, I have a question. Is there anything... hold on, because my son sent me a lovely one, and I meant to ask you. Is there anything that you would like to reveal, any revealing things about yourself that the ballroom does not know about you?
No.
No. Okay. And, okay, I'm going over to my next caller. If you're on the phone line, press 1. Let's make this a roll call, darling. If you're looking to speak her name, press 1. Comment, statement, anything. Just press 1. The next call is 585-420. You live on the Sister to Sister For Real show.
How you doing, Nicole? How you doing, Letitia?
How you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm Chaos Revlon.
Hi, Chaos.
For your house.
Hey.
How you doing?
Okay.
I just want to know, well, first of all, I wanted to say, like everybody else is saying, I'm proud of you and things of that nature. But I wanted to know, since you started so many great things as far as performance and things like that, is there anybody that you see now that you like have as a favorite?
I mean, the only person that, as far as, like, the femme queen, the only person that I've actually seen in action, there's only a couple that I've actually seen in action and that I really liked that I thought was Kunti. And, you know, like, she's my favorite so far. It's Sequoia, like, and Sequoia mm-hmm. and Naomi for, like, the dramatics, but Sequoia was more soft than Kunti to me. When I've seen her, she's the first one out of me seeing all the different girls broken. Sequoia was the one that caught my eye the most. But you still have okay. some, you still have that. I'm not taking nothing away from the other girls either. You know what I'm saying? That's just one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any other questions for the Icon? And would you like to speak her pledge to speak her name tonight?
Of course, I speak her name all the time. Well, yes, I have one more question. I know we fell behind us and whatnot, the House of Revlon, but I was wondering, what were your feelings and how did you feel with that big dispute between the Revlons and the Miz?
The Revlons and the Miz? When? I didn't know that there was a dispute between the Revlons and the Miz.
Not tonight. There's not a dispute in Revlons and Mrs. and Revlons and Couture and people and all that. That's not on the table because there's nothing on the table about them. This is ballroom fun. And Letitia spoke all day that she likes to laugh and joke. And this is recreation, and that's what we all should learn to keep it at.
I don't even know that, like, when they be saying stuff like that, it don't be that serious. So I don't know why people would take such things so seriously. The ballroom is supposed to be, you're supposed to battle on the ballroom. That's where you get to take out and show your creativity and serve the kid. Serve the child on the floor, honey. But as far as all that other stuff, honey, I don't get involved with that, Mr.
Okay.
I don't mean this thing to you.
Yeah, right. I love that. You might even auntie. Listen, Okay. So people out there on the phone line, this is such a beautiful, once again, I speak your name, auntie. Thank you for doing this show and coming up here being so real and honest and so joyful in your spirit. I hope a lot of people on the phone line learn something for that. Hassan from Atlanta, Hassan wants to say that he he's listening and that he loves you.
Right.
And
that
thank you so much for all the things that you are saying. And I'm sure a lot of other people that is on the phone line and stuff, you too can press 1 if you're not laying up with the hubby like him. And come and speak Letitia's name and give her kudos or make your statements or comments or anything. So, Switchboard, do we have any more callers before I go move along with a question that I can have for her? Hold on. There's so many questions. Okay. Yeah, hold on. Wait back to my sister. Wait a second.
I want to say this, too. Yeah, when I say the ballroom is not that serious for me, it's not that serious. It's got, like, I have fun with it. And, yeah, I would like to help out to where it do be run back to where it was fun. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know if it would ever get back to that. So that's the kind of one I be judging, and I be trying to be honest with it or whatever the case may be. That's there. When I come home, like when I'm home in my house, this is my whole, I have a whole nother different life in the ballroom, you know what I'm saying? But I be on the computer, whatever the case may be, that just be my little recreation and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And my little, I do love, you know, the little, I like the limelight. Who doesn't love the limelight and who doesn't love to be famous or whatever the case may be. But, when I come home, I just separate the two, and that's what a lot of girls have to learn how to do, separate, because if you don't separate yourself, you're going to wind up losing yourself, and that's how a lot of girls wind up gagging. Either they gag, either they end up sick or dead, okay, and not taking care of themselves and on drugs, strung out, and that's what happens. So you can't lose yourself. You got to know, draw a line somewhere in your life, that the ballroom is not that serious. I have trophies down. Those trophies is just there for the show. Just, you know.
They get dusty fast.
Yeah.
They just collect a lot of dust, I think.
I just like to look at them, honey.
Yeah.
I won this thing and I'm a winner. So.
Yes, Letitia. I have a question for someone. What is the best battle she remembers and where she gave the most memorable moment?
I'm saying, I mean, everybody said the fish tank thing, but to me, my best battle was when I had that damn on the runway, honey. That was the best thing ever, and I'm so genius.
Yes.
The category was maternity realness, girl, at that Ultra Army Bar. I was in a House of Legend, and they had maternity realness and big fat, I mean, big Mabel Milan. She was big because she thought she was going to get it because she was big. So I had my balloon in my stomach, and I started that category for the girls that don't know that either. I started that because me and my girlfriend Shanice used to get on a train like that in school just so we could get a seat on a, you know, on a train during rush hour. So when they see us pregnant, they see the pregnant parents, they, you want to sit down, ma'am, have a seat.
Yes. Wish them her too. And wait, okay, my next question is, if you can eat it with any new girl on the floor, like I'm assuming to be Vogue with, if you had somebody to do tea performance with and everything, who would it be?
I would have to say right now it has to be Sequoia. Right now, it's either her or Laomi, because Laomi is dramatic with it.
The kudos to Sequoia and Laomi for being out of the mouth of the legend, Letitia Icar, speaking your name. Kudos
you
to
said,
you,
you
too.
You said that for the new girls, right?
Right, yes.
Okay.
Who would it be for the old girls?
Oh, of course, my sister Christina, darling, because that right there, that's my girl, honey.
I love Christina too, and I'm going to be trying to get an interview with her as well and all of the other legendary performer iconic divas on the front, on this, like getting up on this line. This is going to go on for about a month, and we'll see how good it can become. If you're on the phone line and you have something you want to say, you want to press 1, you want to add, comment, or say anything, you can feel free to press 1 and I'll bring you up on the show. Wait a minute. Okay, so, Charles Revlon, I forgot to ask a question, Letitia, question, because Can you ask her what we expecting to see from her in the near future as far in the ballroom scene?
I don't know, because I really want to, I would like to give an away ball, but I still come out whenever because, like, I'm married, and I can't put all my focus like that into the ballroom scene, and when my relationship is more important to me. You know what I'm saying? So I come out whenever I feel it. You got what I'm saying? I was out for these 2 months because I was really handling in business, so that's why I was out like that. But in the near future, basically, I just really want to give a ball.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that should be nice. I think that should be very, very nice. I think that's something that you should venture off into, being that you have such a longevity. I have a question from one of the people on Facebook. People hit me on Facebook. My name is Nicole S. Bowles, Mother Khan. You can hit me up on Facebook. You can request me. Not on Yahoo, but I am on Facebook, so if that's too late for you, I'm so sorry. I'm computer illiterate. If you're on the phone line and you have something you want to say and you would like to speak the legendary icon Letitia's name, press 1, and we will definitely bring you back up here. Where are your twins now? Where is Shanice, the question is, and where is Keisha?
Shanice is in Brooklyn now.
Oh, she's not in Queens anymore.
No, she lives in Brooklyn. She's doing her thing. I just saw her when I was at the latex bar. I would stay with her when I went to New York.
Mm-hmm.
So she's doing good. And Keisha, I don't know where she is. I hear about her. I pray that she's all right, but I don't know where she is.
Okay. All right, well, that's the answer to your question. Like I said to anybody on the phone line and stuff, if you want to be able to come on, we're about to wind down. We have 10 more minutes left to the show. We're here today with the exclusive interview of the icon, Letitia Revlon, the lady, the trendsetter, the story, the dreams,
the
all.
I know who to come on and ask me a question.
Huh?
I know who I want to ask me a question.
Okay, who would you like? You deserve that. Everybody hold their phone. Who would you like to come on and ask you a question in the next 10 minutes?
I want that child that's in the chat room, M Queen 15, to come on here. And I just have a couple of questions to ask her.
Fem Queen 15, if you are in the air in the building, you just was called on by the icon, legendary Letitia Revlon. So if you are in the building and you are near, press 1 and come on the phone line. If anybody else is in the building and you have a question or something that you need to ask Letitia, just come on the phone line. Okay, right now, anybody can't be able to call him. If you're not on the phone lines, it's or the time has changed, it's by them being in the queue now, Letitia, or if they are in the room. So if they're not on the phone line, maybe next time we'll be able to get her to come back in. But my next caller is 443-226. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Oh, no, sorry. Hi, 443. No, people still can call in. So at 15, if you out there, someone hear her, anybody that think that they know somebody that want to ask Letitia a question, she's bold and she's ready and she's here. So please press 1, call in 347-215-6820. We're winding down the show with 10 minutes left. 443-246, you are on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hello, Letitia. Hello?
Hi.
Yes, you're on the line.
I have one more question. I called earlier, I'm sorry. I have one more question.
Okay.
This is the version, the one, you know, the one that's the version pool and everything.
Okay.
What would be your advice when looking for a house?
Where you think that you, where you fit in at and you feel comfortable. Revlon to me, I like the house. I love the house. When I first I like to see the name of it when I walked into stores and on TV, because we're the only ones that had commercials and stuff like that. And they looked at overall look and their attitudes and stuff like that. So it was very me. They have, you know, the banginess of it too, because I am Banji Khan. I'm still older, but I'm still Banji. Like, I'm just keeping real like that. So you would just have to find what fits you. I don't know. Every house have their different look. Every house have their own criteria. So you have to figure that one out. On what fits you. You know what I'm saying? Because you do have houses that, like, I encourage my people in my house to go to school, have jobs, and I encourage them with on spiritual stuff too. But at the end of the day, you're still going to have to do that for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you look up to other people. You're going to be looking up to other people from different houses as well. I just say look out for the older people and get your knowledge from them. But whatever house you want to be in, don't expect nothing for your house to give you. Expect what you do what you to your house. Don't expect from what the house can do for you is what you can do for your house. And if you think that you could fit in into that house, you know, it's your choice.
Thank you so much for calling. And I gave false information, I was just told by my legendary sister. No, but if you're on the phone line right now and your girlfriend is it and your leader of your house is it, I suggest you let them know, because you cannot call into the show by dialing the number at 2 o'clock. The show can go on until for another hour or until, you know, we're draped out with it and when no one calls is calling in and not wanting to speak the auntie name, which will pluck my nerve, but you have the opportunity to call in the next 5 minutes in order to remain in the queue. You can listen from the internet, but you will not be able to call in. If you are in the queue, you will also still be able to press one. So if you want to get on this phone line and you want to say something, please do and say, or please press one and come on and let's speak the legendary icon at Letitia name. If you're on the phone line, press one. It would switch. Well, we have any more callers? All the girls, any girls in that room, that the chat room, and you all talk-ins and stuff, and any rooms, you should all call in. All the girls in the room, like the chat room, that I so can't see, and I would love to hear what you guys have to say, and she's very unbothered to answer any questions.
Yes, because it'd be like they be trying it on there and don't even know me. You know what I'm saying? And the stuff that I be reading and they be saying, y'all don't know nothing about me. You got what I'm saying? And everybody has their ups and downs, and not everybody is perfect, and not every girl has everything. But I'm blessed, and I'm content with who I am, you understand, and everything that I got, and that's what makes me me. So for all of y'all, I got so much to say about me that don't even know me. Y'all don't know the first thing about me. You ain't saying nothing about me. But y'all
and if,
so
and let me say, let me not to interrupt you. Let me say, in the chat room, you won't be able to see. You will be gone, so whatever you have to say won't be important. So all the girls in the chat room need to take these 3 minutes to call in. If you wanted to know, you're saying all these things. You don't want to miss the next hour. I still have lots of questions, and people out there still look ready to hear her. So, excuse me. If you're on the phone line and we have 3 more minutes, I just want to take the time out to tell you all for calling in. Whoever is on the chat line, you'll be disconnected. You don't call in. Thank you for listening to the show. So, Letitia, you've been here giving me a fabulous, 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 fabulous interview. Hold on. I think I have my own question, but somebody else. There's a lot. Everybody talks to there. Yes, that was. Thank you, Karan. Them body battles with you and Kim Malone were over. What do you have to say to the people? Were you and Kim close, Miss Kim Malone?
Yeah,
God bless her.
I've lived with her before. Me and Kim used to battle, and I thought she had the better body because she thought she was just because she was bigger than me that it was body over me. But I was like, honey, it's not the bigness of the body; it's how the body is shaped and proportioned, darling. So I remember that night they had body and gold, bitch, and she paid coins down for her outfit. And I told her I'll see her on the runway, and I was staying with her at that time too. And I went and got the gold coins, the candy coins, and I glued them all over my body. And she came out first, honey, and I had the smoke and everything. And I had lit the smoke, and I came out and threw the gold coins in the air and had gold all over my body. You know, the gold coins, because they ask for body in gold, darling.
Yes.
She had on a gold dress and gold heels, darling, and I was draped in gold, baby.
That was over. Thank you for what that was over. And if anybody else got some memorable moments that you can remember, you'd like to speak, Letitia Nay, please call in. Press 1. We have a caller. 810-308. You're live on the air on the Sister to Sister For Real show.
Oh, how y'all doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm from Michigan, but I wanted to ask her a question. I wanted to know, like, who are some of your children in the scene?
I have so many children. I have,
like, you don't have, like, no favorites or nothing, or you treat them all the same?
I don't treat none of my kids as favorites. I treat all my kids as the same because I love all my kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I don't have no favorite kids. I have some kids that I've talked to more than others due to, like, maybe if they, because I have some kids that I haven't even spoke to in years, but they still my child.
Amen.
Oh, okay. That's all I wanted to know.
I can't take this no more. I just got to roll up because, Letitia, you just is like, oh, you're just like the realest of realest. And, you know, from young, you've also been a very mentoring person in my life whenever you did come back and forth. And you know something? You never forgot me from way back and the Ethan days and the Webbies. And you never, never, never forgot me. So you always, I would say that it's very true about how you acknowledge and your kids and being blessed or just the family members. Kudos to you from me. Again, thank you so much because a lot of people went through stuff like that and I would see you, you know, in your in and outs of the boardroom scene, and you was always just the same. So now it's 2 o'clock on the dot, and you can no longer call into the show. So now you got to do three waves, and you can no longer come from the chat room. So I do hope you are all on the line. My next caller is 585-851. You're live on the air. 585-851, you're live on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Hi. I was already on. I just had one more question. I was wondering what inspired you. You probably answered this question already, but I was a little distracted. What inspired you to stop using the drugs? Because I do have someone that's very close and dear to me who does use, and they don't think it's a problem now, but I know it's going to end up being a problem. I was wondering what inspired you to quit.
First of all, you can't stop somebody from getting high because they're not going to unless they want to. They have to hit rock bottom. What stopped me was I looked in the mirror and I started coming back to, you know, from death's door and looking in the mirror, I appreciated myself more. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it if I have a mark, the marks, my war scars. I appreciated that because I know that other girls had things worse than me. And as far as, like, looks and this and the other, so I just started appreciating myself. I appreciated the fact that I like to laugh and I can make other people laugh. I appreciated myself that God is using me, you know, because God used me in jail too. My mother used to send me spiritual stuff through jail and I would write down and hand them out to people in jail. So that's what did that. Does that answer the question?
Do you have any more questions, Carla? That was a lovely question.
No, that's all. Thank you.
Okay, everybody on the phone lines that are on the phone lines, you don't have to hang up. Your numbers are locked in.
So you can press 1, and once you come on there, we'll put you back on the line. You will not be hung up on, so you don't have to think that. So if you're on the phone line and you have a question or comment for Letitia, please press 1, and we will bring you back on the line. My next caller is 210-385. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Nicole? What's up, Letitia?
Hey, baby, how are you?
I just want to say you are a very inspirational person. I love everything you do. I live for you. Like, when I see your clips, like when you came back and I seen you hit the floor, I just said to myself, I said, she's going to eat it. She's going to let the girls know it. Like, I live for you so much. I love everything you do. I do. Honest to God, like, I really live for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Wow.
Thank you so much. You speak her name. We are almost in my show where we speak your name. That's what we do. That's the logo for the night.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Carly. You there?
And I just wanted to say, Mommy, by the way, I'm Ching Bing Khan from the Houston chapter in Texas.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. You have anything else for the icon?
No, I just wanted to tell her, God bless her. Keep doing what she's doing. And, you know, like, I believe in God myself, so if there's a will, there's a way.
That's right. Keep believing in God and continue to let God use you, no matter if it's you smile or give somebody a compliment. Because, like, whatever it is, you understand, try to find something that you could do in the daytime to inspire somebody, even if it's just a hello or a hug, something. Mm-hmm. And God will use you, trust me. So that's, you just keep doing it.
Okay, thank you, caller, for calling in, speaking Letitia's name. My rest of the people on the phone line is to speak your name, roll call. So if you're on the phone line and you like to press 1 and you like to come in and give a comment or thanks or something encouraging from Letitia, to hear something encouraging from Letitia, press 1. We're here, we're ready, and the questions are ready to be answered. So please don't be afraid to press 1. So, Letitia, let me ask you now, how much have the ballroom scene changed, like, from you as far as the whole Femme Queen performance thing or the whole Femme Queen thing, period? I can take a moment for that. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's the worst ever now. Like, it's just not fair. I know that back in our days, honey, the ballroom was about a Femme Queen. It was about to come to, that's what you came to the ball to see was the girl. You know what I'm saying? Not taking anything away from the boys, because they were doing their thing as well. So I'm saying this to say the disrespect that I just find that to be disrespectful and to make it just is not right to us as the Femme Queens, because we're girls that have transformed ourselves. You understand? So I think that there should be some type of a spotlight on us. We deserve that spotlight. And I'm not, and the Butch Queens up in draft deserve their spotlight as well, as long as the women. You know what I'm saying? They don't have no Butch Queen figure categories, because you do have trans men and you do have butches and you have Butch Queens, but they don't have Butch Queen figure categories, however that would be called out. So it's not fair to us. And then they chop down our categories. Why? Because they say the queens don't come out. Why? Because y'all have us up against boys, and that's not fair.
Well, so Ken, I know you were a big candidate of my whole no more female figure category. So do you categories or that statement, period? So do you strongly support that?
That female figure category, like, that's late. That's not fair to none of us. It's not fair to the Butch Queens, the Femme Queens, or the women. It's just not fair. I remember back then when they used to have grand prize and a first place trophy that you can win. Now they're only giving out one trophy, and then you got to battle 3 different separate categories just to win that to win. It's not right. Like, it's like I'm up against somebody else's category. You know what I'm saying? The women should have their category, and that's what they're supposed to win for their category. Same thing with the Femme Queens and the Butch Queens up in drag. because female figure to me means they just feel like, honey, they could throw on any type of thing that they want to, a wig, whatever, and come down the runway and come for us, and they feel like they could stand next to us and like they're on our level because the quote-unquote female figure, and they are not on our level.
You better not stand there. Well, I have something better for all of it. I'm not standing next to them. So you can have as much money as you want, and, you know, you can look forward to a lot of different things in the ballroom for me, but they will not be walking female figure categories. No. No. I do not play that. It's fun, and it's all recreational, but I want fun that's fair. And
because
not fun
even
that's
female
just...
figure, yeah, it don't even be fair because they pay the sim queen no mind any darn way, and they wind up giving to the butch queen up in drag. Why? A butch queen up in drag doesn't have to take hormones. A butch queen up in drag is padded, so when they hit the darn floor as many times as they do, they padded. So
they have to take care of nothing. I
they don't have nothing to worry about if they care.
What would you like to say to... the younger fem queens and the junior fem queens of the ballroom scene today, or just of the lifestyle, whether they're in balls or whether they're out on the street, whether they wherever aspect they're coming from in the lifestyle, what would you like to say to those girls?
First of all, if you're gonna be in drag, you gotta make sure if you're gonna be a fem queen, make sure it's something that you want to do, not for no boys and not for no for no faggots. You have to make sure that this is what you want to do, because once you, there is a turn, you can turn back from it, but it's not no game. You know what I'm saying? Just taking a hormone because you think it's going to give you skin and this and the other, it's not no game, especially if you know good and well that you're not supposed to be up in them. You know, that's another thing. Like, you're really playing with it, and you're playing with your life too, secretly.
And the street being, did you share the part of the street, the stroll, and them people out there? What would you like to say to those girls that are still out there and the places and stuff that you have so grown from? What would you like to say to them girls that, you know, that's just out there doing what they think that's the only way they have to do?
That's not the only way that you have to do it, because you can go and get a job. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm quite sure y'all have the smarts to go, and y'all have the smarts to make money, and y'all have the smarts to sit there and work a trick. Y'all have the smarts to put drugs in your nose. You have the smarts to do anything. So you have to go and get a job, too, and be in society, because that's what it's all about. It's society, that daytime. That's where you meet people at to, you know, do different things and experience things in life. It's society, so that's how I feel.
I want to sit there for you callers and stuff on the line and stuff. This is why I brought this stuff to here. I'm a little bit down for that, knowing none of a lot other than Kiana's and speaking to Kelly, that none of the overall mothers and the ladies that represent their situation does not came on the phone line to speak the legendary, iconic Letitia name, but that's fine, because I know I have a packed line of people that are listening, and you may not feel afraid, but this is the moment that we need to give to the pay homage to the person that laid the towels and the wood and the concrete that we now walking on. And that's the problem, that we don't do a lot. We don't pay homage, and we should learn to pay homage regardless of how we may think they feel about it. It's only what we're doing from our heart. So I'm kind of a little disappointed that a lot of the mothers and stuff are not on the line, especially that I did my Mother to Mother show, Letitia. And did you listen to my Mother to Mother show? Because you're very good, so you always support
last
everything
night.
I do. Thank you. No, my Mother to Mother was maybe about a week ago with me, all the overall mothers and stuff that was on the phone line.
I probably didn't, because I was still in Washington. I'm just getting back home yesterday from 2.5 months of being away from home.
Oh, what did he think about that, of that 8 years, baby? You wasn't in trouble?
No, he knows that I know what to do and not to do. We secure with our relationship. So I know what to do and what not to do, just like he knows what to do and he knows what not to do.
Oh, goddamn. If we have any callers on the phone line, anybody that's still just listening, you still can press 1. Your number's just locked in. You won't be dropped. If you have anything you'd like to say, S. Bowles, Nicole S. Bowles on Mother Corn is my Facebook. Anybody have any questions or something? We're here with the icon, legendary Letitia Revlon. I greatly appreciate your presence, and thank you for sitting here on the phone with us for such a long time. I totally speak your name, and you're experience. That's what you are. You are a lot of experience.
We don't care what people say. We know the truth.
Wow. Well, I didn't even get able to give you an introduction. Thank you so much, the CEO founding situation of this Blog Talk Radio, well, Tins and Chops, and the founding mother of the House of Couture, my dear sister Jasmine, the Icon Couture. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, girl, I figured you'd just be under the bed because you know how you travel, you just be over it after that.
When I tell you I cannot get my schedule together, I just woke up about 30 minutes ago.
Wow. Oh, well, hold on, Jazzy, before you go. A lot of people can't hear the show if y'all did not call in after I was making the announcements. Now you're on the internet and you can't hear it. I'm so sorry. You have to get a three-way call now or get into that. So if you're in the House of Ivisu, your mother is trying to still hear the show. Maybe one of you guys should call her on the three-way. She's been listening and she wants to hear. So if you're in Ivisu and you're on the line, call your mother and let her know that she needs to be on your line. Thank you, Jasmine, for coming on the exclusive Letitia show. I don't know how long you've been listening because you was out, you know, down and out under the bed all day. But what did you hear? And, you know, give your kudos as well. The floor is yours.
I must have been hearing for the past 30 minutes. Letitia, I'm glad you are on the show. How are you?
I'm doing good, and I'm glad that you had that ball. I had so much fun. Like, I really had fun at your ball. I had fun, okay?
You know what? Go ahead, Letitia.
I was going to say just the atmosphere and just the everything and how the ball was running. I had a fun time there, and I really appreciate what you've done. You know, I appreciate
it. Thank you. I was listening to you talk, and I was just sitting here thinking about one of the very first balls I went to, and it was back in, like, the early 90s when the Lords gave a ball at that high school. And I think it was in Chelsea. Do you remember the ball when Danielle and what's her face was arguing back and forth, and that's when the ball got shut down?
Yeah, Danielle lost my dad's glasses. I remember that.
What did Nicole? Do you remember that ball?
No, I'm not. I didn't remember it right now.
I remember that ball.
that was when Danielle called Miss Thing a little boy and all the rest of that bullshit.
Yeah, I remember that. Danielle,
but
I love you.
I remember sitting in the audience and seeing you walk realness, walk body, and you know, I lived just seeing you and stuff. And then the fact that I see you this past weekend walking one of my balls and winning my grand prize, and it's just such an honor to see you after all these years still competing as I was a spectator and now as a promoter. And I just want to say thank you and congratulations to you and to your house for winning that $5,000.
Thank you, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate you having that ball. That's all I can say. I really do, because I had so much fun. Too bad it was over, because I promise you I was going to bog down, down.
Yes. I told all the girls about the new dips that you're coming back with.
The sound system was... The thing is that it's not nothing new that I'm doing. This is all old stuff, but it's new to them. You understand?
Yeah.
I'm practicing more to bring it back. You understand? Like, I'm remembering certain things that I can do and all that other stuff, because I used to go to dance school, Marymount Manhattan College. So that's how come it was easy for me to vogue.
Oh, okay. So you was one a dance student as well. A lot of people from the scene come from dance classes and LaGuardia and all of this stuff. A lot of people that have been out for a while come from places like that.
Yeah.
That's over. And what, there's anything else you would like to add, CEO of Couture? You missed Kelly interview because you were sleeping under the bed again.
I will be catching the archive in the morning. I hope Kelly's interview was very nice. It was really, really good yesterday. And Nicole, I want to say, girl, you are really taking off.
Thank you.
I'm very, very proud of you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for giving me the opportunity on your platform that you created for the ballroom scene. So thank you very, very much. And you can look forward to hearing, I got three, you, Kelly, and Letitia, a lot more interviews from a lot more people, interesting people.
Oh,
so you definitely can look forward to that. I'm getting it all in the works now as we speak. But thank you for coming up here. That was the CEO. Jasmine, you need to be drinking some tea. Okay.
I am.
Thank you so much. That is the icon CEO of the House of Couture. Kudos to her and her ball, and look forward to it the next time in writing. Thank you, Jasmine. If you people are still on the phone line, you can press 1. I'm about to serve my dog with this bleach, baby, because he thinks it's cute to sit over here and turn it. Okay. So, you know, I have a Shih Tzu, Letitia. His name is Versace, and he's thinking it's really cute, but I'm about to turn his nose right on out. I hate when they just sit and make a mess like this. Okay, like that. Okay,
I got a toy chihuahua and a long haired Jack Russell, and my pit bull is outside. But then between the Jack Russell and my toy chihuahua, baby toy.
Yeah. Oh wow, you got two little ones.
Well, my long haired Jack Russell, you know what Jack Russell's got. But my toy chihuahua, his name is Mister, but I spell it MISSTIR, like. Miss Stir, because she stirs it up when she comes in the room.
So, hi, do you love living in South Carolina now?
Yeah, I love it. South Carolina, even like my chapter, my house, I love my whole house in Revlon. But my chapter, South Carolina Revlons are really the one that really, really, really got me coming back out again.
Yeah, South Carolina's so doing big things down there now that you're in touch.
It's
big juice.
It's so much love. Because I guess because the Atlanta chapter, it wasn't many Revlons there for that. But here in Columbia, you know, that's what's up. I like living when I went to New York to visit at the Latex Bar, I wanted to hurry up and get back home. Like, it was 4 o'clock in the morning and all those people was outside. I was kind of gagging.
Yeah, because it's slow. Yeah.
I was gagging.
Wait a minute. I got another. The icon of the icon of the House of Icon is back on the line. Father, you're still up. You got to go to work. You are having a ball.
They changed my schedule. I'm 11
to
8 now, so I'm okay.
Okay. Hey, Barbara, okay. Thank you for still listening on the line.
Yeah, I'm still listening. I got this tape for you, Letitia, when you had on the gold with the bracelets, and you was walking body, and they used to play body, and used to vogue with your body to make the body shake and stuff like that. I used to have Dede Revlon when Dede first came to the house. I used to have Dede sit there and watch that tape over and over and over and over and over again. I said, I want you to vote like that.
And this is really my daughter.
I know. That's why I used to make her vote like that. She's my daughter.
Father, what was one that you've been out for? Ayin, ancient, you know, the dirt of the world.
Hey, hey,
okay.
Hey.
Where have you been, and what have you seen as far as Ballroom and Letitia, like, really gagging it, other than the fabulous, legendary fish tank and the pregnant scene?
I was always there. Like, wherever it was. Like, the one I'm talking about, when she had on the gold castle with the red boots, she brought the house down just walking body. It was, you know, Letitia always came to a ball and broke it up. Even, I still even got the tape when you and Khadija was verbal vogue and y'all were sitting in the chair reading each other. You know, you always.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. You showed us that. I remember that.
Right. You know, Letitia always, you know, broke it through at the awards ball when she came through with the blunt cut wig, with the see-through 90 on and stuff like that, and had one body and stuff like that. And that was around the time where, you know, people started with the rumors about her and stuff like that. But she came to the ball to show the girls, like, no, I'm still here. My body is still fab, and I'm still serving, you know, bringing, and, you know, and turned it, you know? So, you know, and the battles with her and Kim Malone and stuff like that. Like, yeah, you know, those were the body girls. You know, yeah, I used to go at it. Hi, Shanice. Yeah.
Yeah, the body, Letitia. And Keisha was out there on the floor for body, too, as well, right?
Well, after Letitia. But a lot, you know, like Letitia, remember Letitia? Wait, the first of Andre and Jack Awards ball, they tried it, right, Letitia?
And what happened?
Danielle, Arjuna, and Keisha, they tried it, right?
Wrapping up.
And you had to make them know it when you walked with Ann and Monica for Female Triple Threat. You had just won Legendary Femme Queen Performance of the Year and Legendary Body of the Year, and it was Female Triple Threat, one Vogue, one Face, one Runway. And Danielle and Keisha walked with Arjuna. Letitia was so mad. Letitia was so mad. She walked with Ann Allure and Monica, and they wore them out.
Well, I've got the memories. You have all the old tapes. You should pass some old tapes over to Boardman Throwback so that he can convert them into things so Letitia can have her YouTube list fab all of them.
He did. I'm waiting for him to come back.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay. So you gave up all the riches of the tapes because your father had the tapes, baby.
Yeah,
Femme Queens. They were Femme Queens.
I thought I gave them
Queens were on the tape. That was all mistaken. You got the very memorable. Father, what year and when did you said you come into the House of Revlon after Letitia, Letitia was in the House of Revlon.
Mm-hmm.
But was it long after?
Like, Letitia's like one of the original Revlons. So I came like at the end of 91 after the Halloween Masquerade Ball.
Okay.
Yeah, see,
and y'all
we was
together
out
for a very long time. So y'all was just growing up basically together in the House of Revlon.
Yeah, you know, they were already legend when me, DeAndre, and Trina came to the house. And, you know, with the twins and little girl Chris, you know, and Hiccupy, they were already legends. We had already been out. We was out since 88. But you get to know everybody and stuff like that, and then you decide you want to go into ballroom. During the time we was getting to know everybody, they was at the balls. You know, they was, they was somebody. So by the time we got to the House of Revlon, it was like, wow, okay, we sit in the House of Revlon or whatever. But Keisha and Letitia, they were so... They were so fierce. They were so fierce. Like, you know, because they sat in between, like, you know, Danielle's and them. They wasn't as old as Danielle and them, and we all are the same age, but they was out a little bit longer. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, so they sat in the middle so they could try it with Danielle and Tony and all of them and read us and then come over to us and try it with us. You know what I'm saying? And then, it would be like that. And then when Sabrina came out after us, like a year after us or whatever, she had came to the house. Oh, boy. That, you know, it was like, but then they snatched her up and got away. Like, Keisha Letitia, They didn't want to hang with us. They was the girls. They came to the meeting.
This is Sabrina mother, right?
Right. So, you know, they snatched her up, you know, and they went off in their way. But, you know, they, when they came to the house meeting, they came in when they felt like coming in. They sat down and stuff like that. They would be disruptive. Tony would be losing his mind and stuff like that. And Leticia is just sitting over the side, falling out. Keisha would get all upset and she want to read and stuff like that. And Leticia's egging her on. They would get up and leave the meeting. So we only really interacted with them if we went to the Bulls or we would go up to Show World, because they were some working girls. They ain't really come down to the Village like that no more. They was about their paper. You know what I'm saying? Shakisha and Leticia was about that paper, you know. Leticia had all the fab Baja boots with the box braids and shit. Keisha kept going to get more gold. You know, these girls doing it, you know what I'm saying?
The meaning of Fib Queen.
But they were fierce, though. They were fierce.
No, I just had to watch the Fib Queen. Because they used to try to get in, honey, to the cup of tea, darling.
They used to be fierce. And then, like, even remember in tracks, Melissa and Leticia battling in tracks or at the Elite Ball. And, you know, Leticia was the big... Leticia, even Karan said it. Leticia and Danielle and Octavia Moldavian was trendsetters. When Leticia was on that scene, she is one of the reasons why Butch Queen Vogue Femme even exists. Honestly. Because... With the Hub being named after Leticia, and then you had the next set of Fem Queen legends idolizing Leticia, i.e. Ashley, Sanaya, you know, and then it went down to Philadelphia. Renee and Adrian were supposed to be like the Philadelphia version of Keisha and Leticia.
Yeah.
But they wasn't as huge yet as Keisha and Leticia. So Renee... You know, Renee had her own style of Vogue, but everybody had a hint of Leticia in their Vogue.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So with those set of girls, and then the Butch Queens wanting a Vogue like them and Vogue like Leticia, I came Butch Queen Vogue Femme. Those bracelets, like you said earlier, the younger Femme Queens, i.e. Ashley and Sanaya and Destiny and you know, Sabrina whenever she would Vogue and stuff like that. You know, everybody had on bangles and bracelets. They seen them do it, the Butch Queens had it, Taifa, Shay Shay, Karan, you know, Baby, DeAndre always wanted to be like Danielle. But, you know, so she trendsetted that, the Jerome, one of the twins. Remember the twins wore it like you at the Ebony Ball in 1992? Leticia was...
He had them right.
Right. So Leticia jump-started a lot of careers, and she is the reason why Butch Queen Vogue Femme does exist.
Wow, that was a piece of history, Father. You got tapes, and you was there for a lot of days.
I was out.
And they did, and you know, when you say that, and you think back, if you seen was from that time, you seen them girls do them arms and stuff like that, and the
right.
Tisha arms, and all of the girls
with the
used to
beat,
smoke like
to
that.
The beat and everything, right? You know, you had just DeAndre to be Danielle. Every five or six people wanted to be Leticia. Tiny wanted to be Moldavia. You know, Ricky Lake was Leticia. You know what I'm saying? So everybody wanted to be Leticia. You know, so it really jump started it. So there you go. That's the creator of another feminine performance category.
Wow. Thank you so much. You said, Father, you can sing right there, Father, because you're
okay.
Just listening in the queue. But anybody else on the phone line who can come up and give me a moment like Father has done or spoke or bring the trend-setting thing that Leticia have been doing for years now, years. I think it would be decades or about two decades now. I speak your name. Press one. Come on the phone line. You can be able to say your comments. It's 2:30. I'm about to be getting up out of here shortly. I would like to give everybody a chance to speak or say something if you have any rebuttal to what Leticia is saying. So press one and come on the phone line. Definitely. Definitely. So, Father, what would you say your most legendary Shanice and Leticia battle? Because, you know, those were the girls that were, when I came out, was sitting in the floor, Leticia, Shanice, and Keisha. And yeah, Letitia, Shanice and Keisha and Letitia, they was like, yeah, oh, they all had different, they were, yeah, acted the same, Letitia, but everybody was different in their own beauty, where Shanice was dark skin, and you and Letitia, like, was so, I mean, Keisha, on the other hand, y'all had something that was real similar, like, to me, as far as y'all style and your grace. Father, when you seen them body things with Kim and all of them on there, out of them girls, what would be one of their nice, friendly battles you have seen?
I don't think any of the battles were friendly.
No,
no, I don't think it was like it wasn't shade. No, don't get me wrong. They were all sisters. They were sisters. But I loved for that's what's missing in the element of the ballroom today. You my sister, but on the runway, you don't know me, and I don't know you.
Exactly.
It's like fuck you, bitch. Let's battle, and they would battle like they would be up on each other, shaking the body. On the floor, gyrating the ass, you know, and that was back then, body, again, with the boots. The girls were throwing their thigh-high boots, you know, their bathing suits, their G-strings, whatever, you know, and they would come through. If they was at the ball and they felt like you was trying it, they would peel up out their clothes and battle. They were baddies. My favorite one was, I'm sorry, my favorite, it wasn't even body, though, it was performance at the Masonic Temple in Brooklyn, the Elite Ball. Melissa and Letitia was battling for Femme Queen Performance. They had started in tracks, and they was Vogue to the Heart, and Melissa scratched Letitia in her face. Letitia attacked her.
I know. I'm going to tell you how that started. That started because, you know, me and Melissa was rivals back then for performance.
Right.
And I had just did my hair that day, my braids, and my braids was wet. So me and Melissa was battling, and you know, she felt because she was back then, it was the Puerto Rican versus the black thing.
Yes, it was.
Too.
Yes, it was.
And she felt like just because she was Puerto Rican and had hair, you know, so she started giving me hair. So, bitch, I had braids all the way down to my ass, and I got hair too, darling. So I started bumming with my hair, and I whipped it around, and I hit her with it. But my hair was wet, so you know how that wet, those wet braids are. It kind of like snapped her, and so then the extravaganza from there, they jumped me, and they had my bamboo earrings, girl. They my hair was in different directions. Then I heard after I left the club, they was voguing with my braids in the story. But how did I fight? I found my first husband, so it was all good for me.
And see, like they didn't fight anymore after that. They took it right to the Elite Ball, and he
ended
it.
We took it to the Elite Ball. We sure did. We battled
you know,
at that Elite Ball. And she won, too. She won.
She won because she wrapped herself around that.
I ran that down Paul because it was braided like a cat, and she wanted to get that. You're right about that.
it was. But those are memorable moments, you know what I'm saying, when the girls would battle and stuff. It used to be really good to see that kind of competition, you know, get out there. And not bad to the new girls because, you know, their thing now is performance, you know what I'm saying? And we do enjoy watching performance. But I just wish it was like other categories where the girls would just storm, you know, and just battle,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's true. They don't even have the, they don't have, like, there were so many categories back there. They had lip sync performance. They had hair affair. They had it was so many different categories I used to walk back then. Because
right.
I like
pretty girl face. They don't even have pretty girl face no more.
They don't have nothing no more. They even mix body and sex driving together. They don't have body no more for the film queen.
Runway is even becoming a thing of the past, you know.
Yeah,
like,
that's now female figure. They don't have Femme Queens Runway no more.
Because of the lack of the Femme Queens walking the categories. I wish they would, and I wish there could be more Femme Queen categories, you know, for more girls to give. And it also gives everybody an opportunity to walk something and win.
Yes, exactly.
Mm. Well, there used to be a lot of Femme Queen categories when I was coming up.
A lot of Femme Queen. It used to be a lot of Femme Queens. That's what you came to the balls to see was the Femme Queens.
And all of us were friends. We all worked together.
Yes.
But we saw each other on the darn runway, darling. I meet you on the runway Sunday, honey. And then we'll keep you the next day.
Sunday.
The balls was on a Sunday.
Early on a Sunday.
Just like that clip that they had. Remember all the girls, Anjanae, Octavia, everybody was in India. It's a clip that's up there.
At the Chanel ball.
Yeah, so after, you know, that ball right there, all of us was working together, and they was ready. Like, they was telling each other who was going to serve who. It's been times that I haven't been on the panel, and I would have to pick one of them out of the crew, and all of us worked together. So we were all friends back then. It was fun back then. But on the runway, I'll see you on the runway, dog.
Wow.
It's fun. It's fun. And, you
maybe
know, that sisterhood still kind of exists with a lot of the girls, because I see a lot of the young girls interacting with each other, but they just don't come to balls, you know what I'm saying, like, anymore,
right.
Or come when they feel like it. But on the outside, they travel together, they chill, party together, and stuff like that. So I just wish it would be, like, more on the floor, though. I really do.
Well,
maybe
they don't have the same femme queen thing to jump on the floor and do what the femme queens used to do back then.
Yeah.
A lot. That's why hopefully through this interview, if the femme queens and the junior femme queens are listening, they can get some courage and let go of some of their self-esteem and them issues of being alone and feeling like they're the only one. When we speak into Letitia, we see that there's a lot that you can go through in the amount of time in your lifehood, but you can always end up on the same side that she ended up on.
Right.
Kudos again. If somebody's on the phone line, because I'm about to end the show, it's 2:30. The cigarettes is gone. So we have a problem. Yeah, one day I'll stop, so the people that are listening. If you're on the phone line, you want to say something before I end the show and I go on my way and Letitia go on her journey and we all go on our journeys that we're going to do tomorrow and the days to come. Press one. I'll get you up on the line. If you don't press one in the next 3 seconds, as in 3 seconds, I'm going to end the show and you'll look forward to hearing about my next interview. Father, before I go, you know, are you going to wink, wink? You going to come up and get on my roster?
You
know, I know
you
how you
well.
Are, but. And you're very
good. What did you say, Letitia?
I said you might as well.
Nicole's my daughter. I'll do it for her.
Yeah, he's a good, stern, you know, doing the interview with Father, he's going to get you a lot of lessons. And, you know, and he gets into it. So you're going to learn something. But let me check
just
this.
Just watch your questions.
Well, I just want to thank Letitia for definitely coming up here and giving a wonderful interview and definitely keeping me up after my bedtime, because I'm normally asleep on Wednesday nights because we don't do the show on Wednesday. But it was definitely worth it to definitely sit here for all these hours and hear your wonderful and your beautiful story, Letitia. And as the overall legendary mother of the House of Couture, I want to just say I speak your name.
Oh, thank you. I speak the name too, Kelly. Congratulations on the House of Couture, darling. And I know what you're talking about as far as couture people and one of a kind unique people. So I see your vision, what you're saying, and you just go with that. Even with the 20 people in the house, that's maybe the House of Montana, honey. So turn it out.
Yes.
The House of Montana had 20 people.
It was a small house. So when I say 20 for her, it's small for the ballroom nowadays.
Right.
Right. The less you'd be able to work with. But Kelly, while you're back there, is anybody on take a time if anybody's on the phone line? If not, I want everybody to say late good nights. I'm so thankful that we have such a lovely, calm and good show tonight. It was really, really over. So if nobody's on the phone line, Father, would you tell the legendary Letitia your last leaving statements?
I speak your name.
Oh, thank you. I speak your name too, James. And don't forget, baby.
She's so awesome.
My last closing words that I want to say, because I'm ready to go to bed, but I can't even keep my eyes open, is that, Letitia, I thank you and all the femme queens and the new women that have transitioned over to be new women. I speak
all of y'all names for paving the way for myself and all the other femme queens to come.
Okay, that's the fact.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you. Letitia, I want you to be able, I'm going to let you in the show. So I'm going to say for my last statement, and you'll give your closing statement to the world. I love you. You've been in my life for a very, very long time. It's been an honor to have you even call my fucking phone and to have you speak to me and to talk to me and bring me out. I spoke your name then. I speak your name now. And I promise to always speak your name forever and ever. Thank you so much for coming on my show, and you can take it away.
Thank you, Nicole, and thank you for having me. And I just want to say to everybody, no matter whatever you do in life, you always put God first in life. Don't run from him. You run to him. And another thing, take your medicine. If you need medicine, go for your doctor's appointment. Get yourself checked out because it's better to know than not to know. And you want to know what's going on inside your body before it gets too late. So just always remember those things. And that's it.
Thank you. Thank you for joining. See you all back here next week, Tuesday or Wednesday, on the Sister to Sister For Real show. Good night.
Okay, good night. Bye.